population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Vitka. Two numbers may help define where we are as a nation. One of the numbers is 8. It is 8 days to the election. The other number is 101. That is the American death toll in Iraq for October, one of the bloodiest months in nearly 2 years. Military consultant Jeff McLaughlin says with the job still left to be done, more sacrifice will be required of U.S. troops.
Soon we'll need to confront the militia groups in Iraq if, in fact, we're to succeed in Baghdad in providing basic security in that city. And if we do that, there's a very good possibility that's going to expand the level of violence, and we're seeing real hard fighting ahead.
President Bush, who was sought to make the war a political advantage, is pressing the flesh in territory where a Republican flag has long flown, but where there could be a changing of the guard. Correspondent Peter Mayer.
With control of Congress at stake, President Bush has traveled to his home state to campaign for a write-in candidate in what has been GOP territory. He's appearing at an airport rally for Shelley Sekula Gibbs. She's the write-in candidate hoping to succeed former House Republican power Tom DeLay. He resigned after he was indicted on campaign finance charges. Even though he's not running, DeLay's name is still on the ballot. Polls indicate a strong showing by Democrat Nick Lampson. Peter Mayer, CBS News with the president in Sugar Land, Texas.
How do you size up November 7th on the national stage? Political analyst Larry Sabato.
All we know is that Democrats are gaining seats and a substantial number of seats. It could be enough to take over one or both houses. The House will go first, the Senate second. The Senate may never go.
Change is coming to the American Red Cross. It's streamlining the board, eliminating more than half the members, which would mean a bigger voice for local Red Cross chapters. Change had to come in the wake of the controversies that befell the organization, according to Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy.
There was a lot of concern that people who needed help were not getting it after Katrina, and that things weren't well coordinated, and also that there was some fraud that went on, and there was a feeling that things just were not very well managed.
Congress, which has been one of the Red Cross's major critics, must approve any changes. It's a day of heartbreak in Tyler, Texas. Goodyear closing its plant there. More than 1,000 jobs gone. In Winston-Salem, nearly 400 people out on the street because VF Jeanswear is shutting the doors of a plant there. Both stories have more in common than the ending. Financial reporter Alexis Christophorus.
Automakers, tire makers, apparel companies in particular are really being hurt by these low-cost imports that are pressuring their business. Companies like VF Jeans and Goodyear Tire are now finding that either getting out of certain industries altogether or outsourcing certain jobs are going to beef up their bottom line. That means a loss of jobs here in the U.S., but for these companies, it means millions of dollars in savings.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials down 3, the NASDAQ up 13. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Ryan.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I have you on Hawkinsville Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get emergency services online.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Dispatch.
I have a customer say she's experiencing a heart attack.
You're having chest pain? Do you have any history?
Yes, I had open heart surgery and I have a pacemaker.
Are you having trouble breathing?
Yes.
I'll get an ambulance to you right away.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Yes, ma'am, I see some lights coming.
You take care, ma'am. I hope all is well.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
A proposal to phase out artery-clogging artificial trans fats from menus in New York City was today the subject of first public hearings, a change that could push restaurant chains to move more quickly to change cooking oils. Rich Lamb of CBS radio station WCBS reports.
It was a food fight at the Board of Health, some saying the alleged threat posed by trans fat is a lot of baloney, but others are convinced.
Trans fat is the single most harmful kind of fat.
Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science and the Public Interest supports the trans fat ban, saying it clogs arteries. Spokesman Denny Lynch says Wendy's has already banned trans fat and flavor hasn't gone down the drain.
We were able to make the switch without having any impact on the taste of the product.
Some small restaurant owners are afraid the Board of Health will slap them with huge fines for frying with the wrong oil.
Kentucky Fried Chicken wants to phase out trans fats, but hasn't found a good alternative yet for its biscuits. Bill Vetka, CBS News.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after three. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Lots of things to make announcements about. Just to let you know, Deborah Bowen will be our guest tomorrow. She is running for Secretary of State. We'll talk to her in the 4 o'clock hour, and you want her because of the whole voting machine issue is really a major issue. So Deborah Bowen tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Also, just to remind you that we will, if you want to make a contribution to any political candidate, you can do it online. It's very easy to do it. You can do it from home, send a check. But if for some reason you would like our help, we are happy to babysit you through it and walk you through it. Bring your contribution over here, check, make it out for the candidate. We will supply the envelope. We'll help you make out the address. We will even stamp the envelope so your contribution is purely, you don't even have to spend that 39 cents to send the contribution. And, of course, the candidates we're supporting Phil Angelides. We're supporting Deborah Bowen. We're supporting John Chang. We're absolutely supporting Charlie Brown. And I want to talk about Charlie because there's a lot to talk about. We're supporting Jerry McNerney and Bill Durston and Rob Haswell and all these other wonderful candidates. So if you want to do that, we at AM 1320, KCTC Radio, we are happy to provide the stamp of the seal of approval and the envelope. And I think we still have Bill Durston free T-shirts, Bill Durston for Congress T-shirts that we're giving away here at AM 1320. Come on over. We're at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield, and you'll get a free T-shirt. So we're always giving you something besides the most bestest radio programming that we possibly can. And I want to remind you that if you miss any of our interviews, if you miss any of Enid Live, if you want to rehear a show, the way you do that is to go to whiterosesociety.org. whiterosesociety.org. And they archive my shows, and they can always use some financial help. But if you have missed one of our guests, and our guests are typically in the 4 o'clock hour, and I don't know, I still haven't gotten much feedback from all of you as to if that's the time that works for the most of you or not, but that's where our guests are typically lodged, because if you're on the West Coast, it's pretty late for you to be talking to us. It's about 7 o'clock. I mean, I'm sorry, if you're on the East Coast, it's late for you to be talking to us. Also, I just want to let you know that on Sunday, Moi, Your Goddess, is going to be speaking at Temple Rishon Or. And it is at, I think, 7755 Hazel. And I'm guessing that what did they tell me? Is that Orangevale or something? But 7755 Hazel. And that's Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and there is no charge. So if you are a completely hungover from Saturday night, you will be my kind of audience, because then you won't be too demanding, or maybe you will. In any event, that's this Sunday at 11 o'clock. So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Deborah Bowen, and I think be very interesting to hear what she has to say. Remember, you can my shows are archived, whiterosesociety.org. Ben Birch does that, and he does a wonderful job. So, okay, here we are. Let me start. There's a lot that we need to catch up on. First of all, one of the races that is so, I don't know, kind of by the, it's not one of the more prominent races, but in any event, the controller's race is in the crosshairs, and the Indian tribes, the gaming tribes, and I think a software company are pouring tons of money into the Republican candidate, and who you want on that race is John Chang. He's got a law degree. I think he went to Georgetown Law School. B is saying that until now, the state controller's race has been a somnolent contest. Few voters know that Democrat John Chang is running against Republican Tony Strickland. Even fewer know that the controller has significant duties in auditing state agencies, serving on state pension boards, and enforcing tax laws. So perhaps we should be thankful that tribal gaming interests and a big-moneyed software company are pouring unprecedented sums of money into the controller's race, hoping to boost Strickland's chances. Well, if they're doing that, then that tells you right away you don't want Strickland in there, even if you didn't know anything about Strickland. Forget Strickland. You want John Chang, and that's who you want for controller. I was supporting Joe Dunn. He didn't make it, but John Chang is the candidate, and he's the guy that we want. Front page story on Charlie Brown. There it is. Here it is. In today's B, there's a lot of information about Charlie Brown. That race is getting hotter and hotter. There was a New York Times piece that actually a couple of days ago that referenced this particular race. And the headline of the New York Times piece, where here was Charlie in the New York Times. And it says on the headline, incumbents on the ropes over ties to Abramoff. And, of course, the piece is about Pombo, who's got ties to Jack Abramoff, and Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, who we can't wait to shove into even more Deep Doo Doo. Here is what the New York Times had to say, that Dickey made a couple of campaign swing through two California districts, the Pombos and Doolittles. And the Republican committee spent more than $153,000 this month on phone banks and mailings in the Doolittle race. So the Republican committee chipped in $153,000 this month. This is on top of what Dickey brought in, which was, I think, $600,000. So very close to, $1 million. You're getting into the almost $800,000 category, and who knows how much else they've chipped in. They previously have spent $650,000 on phone banks, mailings, and surveys for Mambo Pombo, for Pombo, Richard Pombo. So they have kicked in an immense amount. So look what you've got. Look what you have, the forces you have arrayed against Charlie Brown. First of all, you have the most heavily Republican, most conservative district, the reddest district in the state of California. It is so heavily gerrymandered that, that is the reason. So you've got that. You've got the power of the incumbency behind Doolittle, and you've got the Republican Party chipping in, Dickey coming in, who's, by the way, new poll out, is his needle hasn't moved at all. He's still in the 30s. His approval ratings are, no matter that he's been out stumping for everybody else, we're all stumped by the fact that, well, we're not stumped at all, by the fact that Dickey's approval ratings have not changed significantly. So you got to be lower than snake poop in a wheel rut to bring Dickey in to talk on your behalf, and that is exactly what has happened in the Pombo and Doolittle districts, which we hope don't remain so for much longer. So here comes Dickey to town, riding in on a phalanx of snakes, probably. But in any event, he comes to town, all this money gets raised, and in addition, the Republican Central Committee, or whatever they call themselves, Republican Party chips in all this additional cash. So they're chipping in quite a lot for Doolittle. Doolittle spokesperson says, this district, and he said it before, so he's obviously memorized the soundbite. He said, this district doesn't elect liberal Democrats. It certainly doesn't elect them dog catcher, and it certainly doesn't elect them to Congress. He's saying as his knees are shaking and his teeth are chattering because they are genuinely scared. This is the most viable challenge. This is the most powerful challenge that Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle has had in all of his terms in Congress. Pombo, the New York Times says, especially has been hammered about more than his Abramoff connections. Environmental groups like the Sierra Club have heavily criticized his tenure as chairman of the House Committee on Resources and have committed a lot of money and volunteers to try to unseat him. Mr. Doolittle, meanwhile, has been answering questions about an arrangement whereby his wife, Julie, the Mrs., working as his chief fundraising consultant, rakes in 15% commission on fundraisers she organizes. That included the president's recent visit, which netted about $90,000 for Mrs. Doolittle, and she can go get her nails done now, can't she? Maybe they ought to send her off to Jenny Craig, too, while they're at it. The Washington Post, quoting unnamed sources, reported on October 14th that Mr. Doolittle was being investigated by the Justice Department, an accusation Doolittle denies. In a recent editorial endorsing McNerney, the Bee said that Pombo had taken money from Abramoff, quote, an admitted political fixer, and that the congressman, quote, personifies all that ails Washington. The Democrats have also been beating the Abramoff drum. Last week, Doolittle's opponent, Charlie Brown, a retired Air Force colonel, broadcast a television ad accusing Doolittle of taking thousands from convicted congressional bribers, a phrase intoned while a picture of Mr. Abramoff flashed on the screens. Democrats say the strategy is working for both Brown and McNerney. That this has helped to create a buzz by publicizing internal polls, which are traditionally unreliable and subject to manipulation by campaigns, showing them at least tied with Doolittle and Pombo, both of whom were reelected in 2004 with more than 60% of the vote. Doolittle recently agreed to his first debate in a decade. He agreed to his first debate in a decade, and we saw what a meltdown that was. Boy, that was such delicious theater. That Doolittle is really, he's so arrogant. He doesn't even pretend to be a decent human being, even just for the cameras, because I don't think he can do it anymore. Where he was peppered with questions, Doolittle was peppered with questions about Abramoff, who personally gave $14,000 to his past campaigns and paid Doolittle's wife to work as an event consultant for events, actually, that never came to pass. Doolittle, an eight-term Republican and member of the House leadership, appeared frustrated at times. Mr. Abramoff, quote, didn't turn out to be the person I thought I knew, said Doolittle. Maybe he could say that about that sexual predator that he testified for on behalf of, a character witness on behalf of that fellow Mormon sexual predator, the dentist who used to like to drug his female patients. And then they thought they were just getting their tooths cleaned, and they were getting their clocks cleaned, but at the hands of the sexual predator who predated them while they were under the anesthesia. And when six women came forward, Doolittle was right there to say what a good fellow this sexual predator was. And then we think that it happened more than once. We think that it might have happened a second time. And as a result, the sexual predator got a slap on the wrist. That was it. He was free to be a predator again, and he was. And finally, somebody else ratted him out a few years later, and he got hauled off to the pokey, and he was stripped of his license. So here is Doolittle. Charlie Brown has accused Doolittle of... Doolittle says, I didn't do anything untoward with Abramoff. Well, what does he mean by that? Doolittle has not apologized for refusing to return the donation from Mr. Abramoff. The congressman doesn't return money that has been ethically given and ethically taken, said his spokesman. So anyway, that's some of the highlights of what the New York Times is saying. The fact that Deep Doo-Doo agreed to one debate, and it's the first debate he's had in 10 years, tells you how frightened he is. Today, front page story and the Bee headline, Combat Shaped Brown's Views. And it was a piece about Charlie Brown and when he was in Vietnam, and kind of talks about his time in Vietnam and how it wasn't an easy ride and so on. And we know that Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle is a coward. That much we do know. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com, and we stream live AM1320LeftChannel.com. Headline, and there'll be another piece. Doolittle legal fate is uncertain, and I think this is something we really have got to talk about, because voters are going to the poll. They're not going to know if he faces Abramoff charges. In other words, if you are inclined to vote for Doolittle, and if you are, you need psychiatric help, but if you are inclined to vote for Doolittle, what you may be bringing upon yourself, and many Doolittle supporters are really worried more about their pocketbooks than they are about their fellow human beings or the common good or anything else. Well, what you're bringing is more havoc onto your pocketbook, because there would have to be a special election and it would be very expensive. And we're thinking that there could be some indictment that will happen to Doolittle. And here is what the Bee has to say about that. Voters in the 4th Congressional District are going to go to the polls November 7th to decide whether Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle deserves an 8th term without knowing whether he will face federal prosecution in connection with an ongoing investigation of disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Doolittle has already spent more than $50,000 on criminal defense attorneys in this matter. The Roseville Republican, who once called Abramoff a good friend, has not been called before a grand jury or otherwise been publicly identified by the Justice Department, and the Justice Department does not confirm or deny. But the Washington Post did report that, according to a source, Doolittle was under investigation. And then what Doolittle promptly said was, well, he wasn't a target. Well, you don't get a target letter until they're just about to hammer you. And then 2 minutes before they're going to hammer you, that's when they send out the target letter. So it's a complete slippery language meant to exonerate yourself when there's no reason to exonerate you from anything. So you're going to go to the polls, and you're not going to know whether Deep Doo Doo is going to be indicted or not. But then when you spend $50,000 on legal advice, that's a very significant amount of money. There is a press conference today where Charlie Brown is going to be joined by former government investigator Wendy Dorimal, local religious leaders, lots of other people, and it is all about Doolittle's disturbing support for the government of the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, and she was an investigator in that matter, where there were sweatshops and there was forced labor and there were forced abortions and there were lots of other things. Iraq vets are planning TV ads blasting Doolittle. I don't know if those are running yet, but they will be. And an Iraq War Veterans Group announced that it's going to begin airing TV ads, I guess, starting today. Against Deep Doo Doo Doolittle, the ad by VoteVets.org, a political action committee, attacks Doolittle for voting for a budget bill that called for cuts in veterans' services while he supported legislation to raise congressional pay. In other words, he supports his troops by raising his own pay and cutting troops' benefits. That's the long and the short of it. I don't know how anybody can possibly think about voting for somebody like Doolittle. And we are getting tons of calls from listeners. I'm getting emails. I'm seeing it in letters to the editor. Apparently, Doolittle's campaign is running these robocalls that are completely deceptive. They are meant to make you think that they're coming from Charlie Brown. They're highly annoying. And they're really trashing Brown, but at the same time making you think that these calls are from Brown and coming at the worst possible time. So if you've had some of those robocalls, give us some sense of what they are like. But anyway, Iraq war vets are planning TV ads blasting Doolittle. Any thoughts about Doolittle? Any thoughts about Charlie Brown? What do you think about that? I have more information about Phil Angelides, more information about the arena, and it's heating up. We have about a week and a day, don't we, until the election. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, it looks like we have, what do we got? 50 for the low tonight. About 42, actually, is going to be a little chillier. Highs coming up tomorrow, about 71. We are at 69. And our traffic, slow southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road and Arno Road. It's a little bit past Gold, I think. Southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of El Camino Avenue and Little Rock Drive at Feathercourt. We have a three-car crash slowing things down just a little bit. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now. Now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they're
been. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Here's the anatomy.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks,
physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LeftChannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of the stereo? Let's subliminal my America.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're starting out with, you want to vote for John Chang? Because guess what? All these gaming tribes, Indian gaming tribes, are supporting his opponent. So is a big software company. So therefore, if you had any doubts at all, John Chang is your guy. We're talking about the Charlie Brown Doolittle race. It is going to be a very close race, I think. And the Republicans are pouring tons of money into it. Doolittle is running deceptive commercials, and a veterans group is going to start today running TV ads blasting Doolittle. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about that? Nina in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nina.
Hi. I work for Charlie's campaign, so I make personal calls. You know, I call the people individually,
uh-huh.
and I keep getting people saying, oh, you guys are leaving calls. Like, every day I come home and I get messages on my machine from, you guys are just calling us too much. And I ask them, are these robocalls? And they said, well, yeah. I said, no, that's the Doolittle campaign calling. But what they do is they start off by saying, this call is about Charlie Brown. And then they pause. So that anybody who doesn't want to listen anymore will just hang up. And then they start saying, Charlie Brown supports amnesty, which it says right on his website. He does not. He hasn't. You know, so they start off with a lie after they've deceived you in the first place. I mean, it's just, it's so irritating, and it's making people angry because they think that Charlie Brown's got robocalls. And since it's a robocall, you can't argue with them.
What can you do to counter that? What do campaign consultants and specialists do to tell? What are they? What would there be their advice be to counter something like that when someone is lying? And Doolittle is all about lies. I mean, everything he does is about lies, and his wife as well. What do you? How do you counter it?
I don't know. Yeah, what I do when I talk to these people is I let them know, and they're always surprised. They say, "Oh, really? Oh, okay." I said, "Yeah, listen to the whole message next time. It's not Charlie Brown's campaign that's calling." But, you know, what are you going to do? Tell every single person in the district?
Well, you have to do something. You have to do something, whether it's to expose his deceptive campaign practices, which is on the same note as his deceptive, you know, all the other deceptive things that he's done as well.
Well, the best thing we can do is get the media, so like you talking about it on the radio, if we could get the Sacramento Bee to put it on the front page, that would be great, you know.
Well, why don't you, you know, you've got, I think people have to, there were a bunch of letters to the editor about that, but I think that maybe that would be a good story for the Bee as well. I agree with you. I thank you for the call. And here's the other thing I want to say. Over the weekend, I saw Charlie Brown's people on various street corners waving flags, which looked great because it looked so Republican. So a lot of people in the district will think they're voting for a Republican, and they're voting for Charlie Brown. 349-1320-866-626-1320, Mike and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Yes, I can barely hear you. I'm on my payphone. I'm on my cell phone. I'm
sorry. All right, I can hear you.
Okay, I can't hear, here I go. Okay, I just wanted to call on this Doolittle and Brown race.
Yes.
And to comment that how the hypocrisy of these people that are backing Doolittle. Doolittle's supposed to be a Christian, and these people that are Christians are supposed to be the do-gooders and everything else, yet the guy's done a lot of things wrong, and they're still backing him. Now, if that ain't hypocrisy, I don't know what is.
Boy, I agree with you there, and I thank you. I thank you for the call, Mike. Good point. And Doolittle also backed a fellow Mormon who happened to be, oh, just, you know, an aside, he happened to be a sexual predator. And Doolittle testified on behalf of the man's good character. So 349-1320-866-626-1320. If you have some ideas about how you could combat those kinds of robocalls that are dishonest and deceptive, I'd like to hear from you. Also, we have some news, first of all, about Schwartzy and the Schwartzy campaign. Here's what people are saying. Schwartzy is, first of all, when word got out that Terry Tamminen, who was Schwartzy's friend and advisor, was writing a book suggesting that state and local governments lodge nuisance lawsuits against oil companies for degrading the environment, Schwartzy's staff became nervous. Here was a semi-official close to Schwartzy with a controversial, even radical proposal that was off message from Schwartzy. The book is called Lives for Gallon. It's just been released, and it excoriates the very oil companies that have donated so generously to Schwartzy's campaign. You want to know how much they've donated to Schwartzy's campaign? Almost $600,000. Total donations by Chevron alone, just total donations by Chevron alone, are almost $600,000. And he's written a book, a former associate, a special advisor, guy is a special advisor to Schwartzy, painting a grim picture of Chevron and other oil companies as destroyers of the environment, destroyers of people's health and even their lives. In Nigeria, Tamanin writes, Chevron has been sued alleging the oil giant's responsibility for the deaths of hapless villagers, this time at the hands of armed thugs. Oh, my God. So Chevron alone has donated about $600,000. Here's what people are saying. They're saying that Angelides keeps changing his message. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting, you know, every 5 seconds he's trying to get traction with something, and he's just recycling his messages. People believe that he's not going to make it, although I hope he does. I'm an idealistic diehard to the end. And so a lot of people are saying, you know what, since it's not going to make a difference, why not vote green? Why not vote for Peter Camejo? What would your thought be about that? What's to lose by voting green? That's the headline in today's B, and also I've seen it in the Los Angeles Times as well. Well, I'm a supporter of Phil's, so that's where my support is going. But I wonder what your thoughts are about that. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. It only makes it harder for Phil, is what I would say. I'd say vote for Phil. Maybe he'll have a chance. Maybe Arnie's voting machines won't work properly. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I emailed you a thing about Doolittle being a dabber. I hope you got it, but that's not why I called.
Well, how would you? I can't go with that on the air.
I know, but I thought you might enjoy it.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know how to give you this good news or not, but a Republican friend of mine, I was at her house yesterday, and we put a Republicans for Doolittle sign in her yard. And she told me that Doolittle's people had called her and asked her if she was going to vote for Doolittle. And she told them yes, which she didn't. She's already sent in her absentee ballot, and she voted for Charlie Brown. But
is she trying to skew the results, the polling?
Yeah, she told them yes, and they acted surprised, she said.
Really?
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty good, but the full court press has to stay on. We can't let up on Doolittle. And she gave me a flyer that was sent to her that says Good Grief Charlie Brown on it, and I was wondering if that might be an infringement on the Schultz copyright.
I don't know.
And I'm going to drop that off at your radio station.
Well, wait a minute. You mean Doolittle's campaign is using Good Grief Charlie Brown?
Yes.
All right, then you know what you do. You contact the Charles Schultz estate, and they are in Santa Rosa.
Okay.
And let them know that there's a possibility for a copyright infringement, and hope that they're not Republicans.
Yeah, it'd be hard for me to believe they'd let them use that, but yeah, that's a good idea. I took it down to Charlie Brown's. And they're going to do something with it, too. I thought you might want to see it, so I will drop it off sometime tomorrow.
Okay. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866, 620, 613-20. Laurie in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laurie.
Oh, hi. I'm in River Pines. Hi, I had a thought about Peter Camejo. I have heard that ad, and it recalled to me a very clear recollection I have of when Gray Davis was running against Simon, or Simon was running against Gray Davis. He was the one who looked sort of like Clark Kent.
Yeah, yeah, Republican. Yeah.
And
all those Republicans try to look like Clark Kent.
Yeah.
They're always changing in phone booths, too, but there aren't any phone booths left. So, yes?
Peter Camejo was on the Pacifica station, KPFA, and he was being interviewed in the morning. And the interviewer asked him how he felt about the prospect that he could cause the election to go to Mr. Simon, the Republican. And he thought that was just great.
Who, Peter? Peter,
no problem with that. And I really have the feeling about him that he would be just as delighted to have things go very far right, so that he can say, oh, my goodness, you know, let's let things get really, really bad, and then we'll come in and save the day. So I'm pretty much sick to death of Peter Camejo.
Well, is he? Are you saying that he's sort of like Ralph Nader in that way? Ralph
Yes.
Nader didn't care either, and look what we got.
Yes, I am saying exactly that, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said it, Lori, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Charles in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Charles.
Oh, hi. The cell phone's giving me a little problem, but I hope you're hearing me well, are you?
Yes, I am.
Are you hearing me well?
Yes, but you're not hearing
me. I hate to hear Camino characterized that way because I know he's not a spoiler. I've been in a personal, real live space hearing him speak and listen to and answer questions, and he's a real genuine person. But Angelides is the guy who has a chance of possibly overturning this guy who is, I cannot say what his politics are, but they're not very nice. And the way that we have to do it is we got to make sure that we have paper ballots counted by human beings.
And that's why we want Deborah Bowen, who will be our guest tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour.
That's why we want what?
Deborah Bowen as Secretary of State, and she will be our guest in the 4 o'clock hour tomorrow. So I agree with you there, Charles.
Thank you, and I will vote for Deborah Bowen since you have said that.
Okay. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday, the day when most heart attacks occur, edition of Enid Live on AM, but we're a heartthrob, on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with another heartthrob, Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, that is so sweet. Was it last week when we talked about being porn stars? Is that the reason why? Or an anthropologist. That's fun, too.
You know, I have a file of odd jobs. I'm going to share those one day, and there are some very odd jobs here besides porn star. Underarm sniffer for deodorant company.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Lauren and I have got a list for you as well, Enid, so we'll check it out. Meanwhile, beautiful weather. I love the chill at 47 degrees for tonight. I think it's kind of nice. Traffic, southbound 99, as we expected, and usually, especially on a Monday. Southbound I-5 at Elk Grove Boulevard, we have a two-car crash. Fair Oaks Boulevard, Fulton Avenue, two cars, and Little Rock at Feather Court. There's a three-car crash there slowing things down. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Want to...
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it,
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead.
See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.343 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A couple of you called. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday, and I sort of got it backwards. It's Temple Or Rishon, and I said Temple Rishon Or. So it's Temple Or Rishon, and it is, I think, 7755 Hazel, I believe, in Orange Vale. But I'll find my little note that tells me everything. I know it's here. So oh, here it is. 7755 Hazel in Orangevale. And that's Sunday at 11 o'clock. And there's no charge. So if you're in the neighborhood and you want to stop by, I think they'd be happy to have you. And I'm going to get the name right if it kills me. We're talking politics. We're talking the Doolittle race. We are talking the governor's race, and I want to add to, you know, and some people are saying, well, since Phil is trailing so far behind, it doesn't matter if you vote green, Arnold's going to take it anyway. Well, I think it does matter, and I liked Lori's call. She said she remembered when Peter Camejo was sort of she called him a spoiler in a previous race, and I certainly remember when Ralph Nader was a spoiler, so I think you vote for the candidate you want to vote for, that you really want to see be governor. And there was a very interesting, I thought it said it all, in the Chronicle about Schwartzy, and I'll get there in just one second, but you remember the Latina legislator, a woman, Bonnie Garcia, who made it sound like she's the one about whom Schwartzy said that she was hot. Remember that? And then he had to apologize. And then she said to a group of high school students that she was addressing in a local high school, she said, she wouldn't throw him out of her bed, which I think is inappropriate for the high school students. And she said he's really built. Well, it turns out that she's in a very close race. And it also turns out, and I did not know this about her, Garcia, 44, has spoken about her breasts and panties on the floor of the assembly. What is with this woman? It was so bad, her responses, that reporters called Schwartzy's office. I'm not making this up. Called Schwartzy's office to find out if they were actually sleeping together. She's a divorced mother of two college students. And she has spoken about her breasts and panties on the floor of the assembly, although Can we put our heads together and construct the political sentence that is the benign political sentence that references her breasts and panties that would require her to discuss this on the legislature's floor or with the legislature's bed? What do you think? She takes umbrage at suggestions that she enjoys the public attention her comments have wrought. She grew up in a family of Seventh-day Adventists, but I have to find the sentence. Well, why don't we think, you know, she learned, well, here's the sentence. Maybe this will help us. Newspaper accounts noted that during a 2003 abortion debate in the assembly, Bonnie Garcia recounted that she learned she might have breast cancer during one of her pregnancies, but decided against having a mastectomy. She said she was glad she kept her breasts because, quote, I have a pretty nice set. Last year, she told her colleagues on the assembly floor that she had a pair of extra panties in her desk drawer in preparation for a marathon legislative session. An extra pair of panties. And so she just, so you want to make some comment about this? Or we could concoct our own a political sentence referencing both her panties and her breasts that were the subject of a legislative conversation, maybe it wasn't a conversation. Anyway, here's a letter that I liked very much that was in the Chronicle's letter to the editor section, and this is about Schwartzy, and I think this really says it all. The writer is very upset about the Chronicle's endorsement of Schwartzy, and the guy's name is James Sturdivant of San Francisco. He said, although Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Angelides didn't respond directly to the questions you, the San Francisco Chronicle's editorial board, posed, he did lay out during the interview his vision for California under his leadership. And he identified the numerous failures of the Schwartzy administration. Schwarzenegger should be judged on his entire record since he became governor, not simply the period of the past year when, having seriously misjudged the electorate in California, he publicly apologized and promised to work with the Democratic leadership. How is it that you and I can see through this? That he didn't do anything for a couple years, and when he had to crank it up for re-election, and when he had done so poorly in the special election, he had to do something. Doesn't anybody see through this, that this is all a campaign ploy? Well, so here is the writer from San Francisco saying that Schwartzy should be judged on his entire record, not on the what he's doing in this year leading up to the election. Given his staffing of his office during the first 2 years of his three-year term, it is safe to say, if reelected, he will no longer have any incentive to work cooperatively and publicly with the Democratic leadership, but instead will be guided by the Chamber of Commerce and his traditional corporate allies. His policies during the first 2 years of his administration were to cut education benefits, disparage labor unions and workers, teachers and nurses. He used his bully pulpit and his popularity to reap huge sums of money from corporate interests, and he used that money to run the initiatives that failed so miserably only a year ago. In the meantime, the state's infrastructure has continued to decline rapidly, and Schwarzenegger's pledge not to raise taxes, but instead make capital improvements to the state's infrastructure through a series of bond measures, will only reward the affluent and penalize our children for the use of roads and levees that you and I, their parents, continue to use and have used for many years. To be sure, Schwarzenegger does believe in stem cell research and global warming. These views are consistent with those in the mainstream in California, according to numerous polls. But on core issues affecting consumers, on the one hand, and business on the other, he has always sided with business, never with consumers and workers. He will not change those stripes in the next 4 years if he is reelected. The Chronicle's endorsement of Schwarzenegger overweighted his statements and actions in the last 6 months, ignored the past, and failed to anticipate what he would do if reelected. The endorsement, writes James Sturdivant of San Francisco, was short-sighted, and with no reasonable expectation that Schwarzenegger, if reelected, will continue his policies of the last few months, not the first 2 years. What are your thoughts about that? Oh my God, guess what? A zoo has just named a rare dove after Schwarzenegger. That's right. I don't know why, but they have a rare Mexican bird that died out in the wild in the 1970s has been successfully bred at a London zoo. It is called the Socorro dove. It's native to Socorro Island in the, this is an island group, Revillagigedo Island, 600 miles off the west coast of Mexico. The species was last sighted in 1972, and there are now thought to be fewer than 100 in captivity. Zookeepers have named the new dove Arnie, after Arnold Schwarzenegger. They hope successful captive breeding will increase the bird's numbers. So I don't know why they named that dove after Arnie, but they did. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So here's Schwartzy looking good in the polls, unfortunately. And I think that what we're seeing with him is a lot of window dressing, all style, not much substance. Amazingly, people can't see through it or don't want to. They think that they are going to be better with the incumbent and with a celebrity, and I don't think that that's a good calculation. But you have to say that Phil did not run a good campaign. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, yes, Enid. Well, I'll tell you what. It is a little slow traffic. Fulton Avenue at Alta Arden Expressway, right there getting up on the highway. Two-car crash. That's on I-5 at Elk Grove Boulevard. We have a two-car crash. It looks like the vehicle and the, Elk Grove Boulevard's traffic light is actually flashing. There's our stop jam right there. Fair Oaks Boulevard just east of Monroe and Little Rock Drive at Feather Court. We have a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote, vote, vote.
AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
In movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
The internet. Your identity is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
On the Monday edition, the pre-Halloween Fright edition, the frightening edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320. We're having a Halloween contest tomorrow, and the winner will win. It used to be $100, but the general manager was shamed into because the prices have risen. To the first prize gets $150, and then I think, I forget what the second prize gets, and you know, if you have good, I never, you know what, it takes too much energy to, my costume every day is scary enough, so it takes too much energy for me. We're talking politics, we're talking the governor's race, we're trying to concoct the sentence that Bonnie Garcia would have used on the floor of the legislature where she referred to both her breasts and her panties. You might come up with something, you know, hilarious. And smut.
Trans fat gains more recruits, KFC customers.
They get the same finger-licking good taste served with zero trans fat.
The top general in Iraq wants 100,000 more Iraqis in the fight.
Increasing the number of Iraqi forces will take time. Time may be in short supply.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Colonel Sanders built an empire on chicken cooked in hydrogenated oil. It's easy to handle and easy to store, but it contains trans fat, which health experts call the worst kind of fat. Today, KFC became the second major fast food chain after Wendy's to eliminate trans fat from much of its menu.
We've already begun the conversion process to our new cooking oil, and we will take up to 6 months by the end of April to have it in all 5,500 restaurants across the United States.
Company President Greg Dedrick, KFC believes this will be good for business, and it might very well be right. WCBS Radio's Mike Zirinax talked to this customer in Hicksville, New York.
I care about the health because I'm kind of fat.
And you're still eating KFC?
I kind of stopped in the middle.
You've been slowing down?
Yeah.
So if they get rid of the trans fats and they go to the healthier oil, you're going to start eating more KFC?
Probably.
KFC's announcement came as New York City's Board of Health opened a hearing on the proposal to ban virtually all trans fat from restaurant meals. Now this.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask Tom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
101. That's the October U.S. military death toll in Iraq with a day to go. Officials say this latest casualty was a member of a police brigade killed this morning by small arms fire in eastern Baghdad. And it's been a bloody day for Iraqis. At least 81 people killed, including 33 who died when a bomb went off in Sadr City at a site where day laborers gather hoping to find work. In the midst of all this, CBS News correspondent David Martin has this exclusive.
CBS News has learned General George Casey, the U.S. commander in Iraq, is expected to recommend the size of Iraqi security forces be increased by up to 100,000.
That would require more American soldiers to train and advise the Iraqis. Vice President Dick Cheney, interviewed today by Fox News, said the terrorists and Iraqi insurgents have stepped up their attacks to influence American public opinion.
My belief that they're very sensitive to the fact that we've got an election scheduled. And, you know, they can get on the websites like anybody else. There isn't anything that's on the Internet that's not accessible to them.
He says they're using the Internet to monitor the campaign. It's 8 days till the vote, and the midterm campaign is heating up. Many Republican candidates have been distancing themselves from President Bush, but there are places where he's welcome and wanted, and one of them is Sugarland, Texas. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live.
In a clear sign of concerns about the Election Day stakes, President Bush has traveled more than halfway across the country here to his home state to campaign at this rally for a write-in Republican candidate in a longtime GOP stronghold. He even explained the procedure for voters to write in the name of Shelley Sekula Gibbs. She hopes to succeed former House Republican power Tom DeLay, who resigned after he was indicted on campaign finance charges. Polls indicate Democrat Nick Lampson is ahead here in one of the races that could decide control of Congress. The president calls it a sprint to the finish line. Live in Sugar Land, Texas, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Shelley Sekula Gibbs told his reporters, like my husband says, I'm a little more trouble, but I'm worth it. Every district matters equally, says Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
The best estimates today are that Democrats probably are gaining at least 20 seats in the House. They could gain a lot more than that. In the Senate, they seem to be gaining at least 4 seats. They could gain more than that. They need 6 to take over.
California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter announced today that he's taking the first step toward a presidential bid.
Channel 405, 5 minutes after 4. Welcome to hour 2 in the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And if you are just joining us, Deborah Bowen is my guest tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. She's running for Secretary of State. The voting, the integrity of the voting is so important to this and subsequent elections that you have to, she has to be the one you vote for. She's the one who's willing to look into the whole e-voting situation. And what is very intriguing to me right now is the Republicans are all bent out of shape about e-voting. Why? Because one of the 3 or 4 e-voting companies is owned by Venezuelans that may have some tie to Hugo Chavez. And they're thinking that Hugo Chavez is going to pull the strings from Venezuela and diss the Republicans. They already have an excuse in advance. Here are the Republicans that we think have probably stolen at least 2 presidential elections and who knows what, how many others. And now they're all bent out of shape that maybe an election will get stolen from them. Suddenly, all these investigations. When it was about Democrats, no investigations. I find that very odd. You can join the conversation. It is always toll-free. If you've never called a radio talk show before, consider doing it. You could affect the dialogue. You certainly will be heard by more people than you will probably meet in the whole rest of your life.
And it doesn't cost you a penny to register your thoughts. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Doesn't matter where you are in this universe. It's not going to cost you a penny to call Enid Live. And we stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com. So we have heard from listeners in the Virgin Islands who are listening to Enid Live. So anybody in St. Croix, we got a postcard from one of you, and we're delighted that you're listening. And you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Just to remind you, if you want to make a contribution to one of, to any candidate, but certainly the ones that we care about here, you can come over and we will stamp the letter and we will give you the envelope and we will even help you to address the envelope. And we'd love to see people like Charlie Brown supported. Do what you can. I mean, it's a very close race and we are in the stretch here. So we'll see what happens with Charlie. We'll see what happens with Jerry McNerney. We'll see what happens with Bill Durston, Rob Haswell, Phil Angelides. You know, I'm still going for Phil. I just think he would be a far better governor than Arnie. It is being reported, CBS News has us on alert, that CBS National News correspondent David Martin has learned that General George Casey, the U.S. commander in Iraq, is expected to recommend the size of the Iraq security forces be increased by up to 100,000. That comes just as the U.S. military is about to reach its long-stated goal of training and equipping 325,000 Iraqis to take over the fighting. Increasing the size of Iraqi security forces would also mean more American soldiers would be needed to train and advise them, and where are they going to get them? The U.S. is also considering doubling from 12 to 25 the number of American advisors embedded in each Iraq unit. General Casey is also expected to recommend equipping Iraqi security forces with more heavily armored vehicles, police now ride, and pickup trucks, and he's expected to recommend heavier weapons. Here is Dick Cheney saying that the insurgents are very sensitive to the upcoming election. And he is saying that that the upswing in insurgent attacks is meant to swing the U.S. elections. Can you believe this? Just a few months, you know, maybe 15, 16, 17 months ago, we're at a turning point, Dick Cheney said. We're winning the war. And now he says it's the insurgents. They're, you know, they're making note of the midterm elections, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. 349-1320. He thinks things are going just fine, by the way. 866-626-1320. And Karl Rove has an 11th-hour plan to win, and I'll get with you on that in just a moment. But before we go there, I just have to go to the arena. I can't. If you're just joining us, here's where we've been. We've been talking about how you want to vote for John Chang, controller, especially in the face of gaming money, Indian tribal gaming money, financing his opponent suddenly, and software, big software money financing his opponent. So John Chang is who you want in that race. We're also talking about Doolittle and Charlie Brown, our guy Charlie Brown. There's a press conference today with one of the investigators in the whole Northern Marianas Islands imbroglio. And this is something that, as you know, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle endorsed the Marianas because it was Abramoff's client. And, in fact, there are forced abortions and forced labor and all kinds of horrible conditions going on there. But it's not different from Abramoff. You know, he also endorsed a sexual predator who was a fellow Mormon, a dentist, who would anesthetize his female patients and then sexually molest them. 349-1320-866-626-1320. We're also talking about the gubernatorial campaign, why people can't see that what Arnold has been up to is pretty much an election year ploy. The major newspapers couldn't see it. I guess everybody wants to be a winner. Maybe we are the ones who can't see how great a Governor Arnold would be. I don't know. A man whose head is up a vat of Tang strikes me as not the perkiest choice for governor of California. But, hey, I've been wrong before. And we're talking about a lot of people saying, well, since Arnold is so far ahead in the polls, maybe you don't lose anything by voting for the Green candidate, Peter Cameo, for governor. And you send a message to both parties. Well, what I think you do is you send a message to Arnold that he's going to win by a greater margin than he would have won anyway. So if you were planning to vote for Phil, don't let the fact that the polls say one thing or another deter you. Vote for him, because I think you're voting for the better candidate. No question about it. They did not run a good campaign. They ran a horrible campaign. Horrible. But I still think he would be a good governor. And when people say, well, yeah, but you know, if you're a good executive, you run a good campaign. Well, look at Dickey. Dickey and Rove and Cheney, they've run brilliant campaigns. And are they competent even? I don't even think, you know, when they get near competency on the meter, the needle doesn't even move. I mean, they're so far away from being competent, I wouldn't know where to begin. Let's talk for a moment about the arena. It's still a secret deal. It was put most succinctly by the Bee's editorial headline, Arena Draft Dodge. Lawsuit exposes folly of a half-baked plan. This whole thing is half-baked, and they don't want you to know how badly baked this thing is. So when Sacramento County supervisors decided to put sales tax and arena proposals on the November ballot before establishing an actual deal with the Sacramento Kings to move downtown, they set in motion a juggernaut that is now running them over. No kidding. So there is the city is fighting for arena secrecy. The city of Sacramento has intensified its attempt to keep secret a negotiating proposal for a new arena, first defying a judge orders to make the information public and then securing a reprieve until today before an appeals court decides its fate. When did a democracy become not transparent? When did it become so opaque that the leaders can craft these ridiculous half-baked deals? They want us to pay for them. They don't want to tell you what it's all about. And the analogy I used is when you know, this won't make you pregnant. Trust me. This won't make you pregnant. The check is in the mail. I will call you in the morning. Yes. Well, so the cash flows in for the arena campaign nonetheless, apparently. Sacramento's business community continues to pour thousands of dollars down the rat hole that is the arena campaign to raise sales taxes to fund a new sports arena in the downtown rail yard. Never mind that Maloofs don't even want to be there. And all they want to do is turn it into a big parking lot so that they can get as much money per car as possible. And they don't want any businesses. The kinds of things that make a downtown viable, attractive, that make you want to walk around, pedestrian-friendly, the way it is in a lot of, well, Denver, Lodo, I use that example. They've made it wonderful to walk around in lower downtown, which they call Lodo in Denver. And if you've gone to Europe and you see how walkable these wonderful European cities are, so to turn an area that could be just lovely, once they clean up, you know, the Superfund site that it is, it could be just lovely. It could be so pedestrian friendly. It could be a place where you, on a lovely summer's night, you want to walk down and you want to have something to eat, and there are shops and there's all kinds of stuff going on down there, comedy clubs and music clubs and who knows what else, bars, and, you know, whatever, restaurants. Not if the Maloofs have anything to do with it. All they want is money. So in any event, one of the rail yard developers promised $2 million, but he's only coughed up $1 million so far. But somehow people who have more cash than brains are directing it into this campaign. I think this thing is deader, is toast. But what do you think? 349-1320, 866, 626-1320, and it should be dead. This thing is the most, it's so poorly conceived. This is just, don't even get me started. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. And we were also trying to concoct a sentence that Bonnie Garcia has mentioned her breasts and her panties on the floor of the legislature. So if you can concoct a really good sentence that would have some legislative overtones, using those two parts, both of her anatomy and her underwear, we'd love to hear from you on that. The elephant in the room, we're coming into the Thanksgiving, we're coming into the holiday season, and this is going to come up again and again and again, and here it is. The relatives or friends are of a different political persuasion than you are. And there was a time when you could have some very spirited political discussions, but now I don't think anybody wants to, because if you really let loose, it's going to be a huge, it's going to be World War IV, really, I think, in a lot of families and a lot of friendships. I mean, I have a lot of Republican friends. I love them dearly. I can't imagine what they're thinking in terms of their political orientation. And they're probably thinking the same thing about me and my political orientation. They think, she's very nice and all, but God, she's a Democrat. She's a progressive. She's a liberal. Oh, God. Well, we just won't talk politics. And I think we have a lot of friendships like that. I think a lot of us have friendships and family. You know, what about your family members? I've had a lot of people call Enid Live to say, well, my parents are deep-seated, hardcore, redder than tomatoes Republicans. And there's nothing, you know, when we all get together for the holidays, there's, you know, we have to be careful what we talk about. Well, I don't know how you handle it. I'd be curious to know how you do that. For years, Sherry Langham looked at the Republican politics of her parents as a tolerable quirk, one she could roll her eyes at and turn away from when the disagreement grew a little thick. But earlier this year, Sherry Langham, 37, an ardent Democrat, found herself suddenly unable to even speak to her 65-year-old mother, a retiree in Arizona who, as an enthusiastic supporter of Dickey, became the face of the enemy, she said. Things were getting to me, she said, and it became such a moral litmus test that all I could think about was, how can she support these people, said Sherry Langham, a stay-at-home mom in suburban Virginia. The mother and daughter had been close, but suddenly they stopped talking and stopped exchanging email messages. The freeze lasted almost a month. Finally, it hit me that if one of us got hit by a bus tomorrow, I didn't want my final thought to be, God, she supports George Bush, Ms. Langham said. So they resumed contact, but they have agreed not to discuss the administration and the war, or even forward each other humorous political email messages. With Iraq locked in seemingly endless violence and a contentious midterm election just weeks away, a similar silent treatment seems to be spreading across certain corners of society. People who once feistily shared their convictions about politics now report biting their tongues around or even completely avoiding friends and relatives who disagree, trying to avoid fights over the Bush administration and specifically the war. Are you in a situation like that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and how do you handle a situation like that? I think it's like, here's what I know about doing talk radio. When people call in and say they're going to vote for Doolittle, and they cite you reasons that make no sense whatsoever, there's no way you can ever argue them out of it. So I think people who are this committed to... people who are this committed to a Republican, and, you know, if you're a Republican, here's what else is going on. What else is going on is that you may very well take a drubbing at the polls. We hope. We don't know. Well, we're hoping that that happens. And I remembered after the Kerry election, I was in a red state at that moment, and this, actually, I was swimming at a friend's, you know, where a friend belonged, and so I was swimming there, and I heard these porky guys sitting around talking about Bush and how great, you know, and I was already in a red state, and I think I said something, or maybe one of those porky guys overheard me saying something to somebody else. I think so, and then he jumped into the conversation, and it was clear that that he was the reddest of the red, and... when the election was over, and of course we lost, although I'm not sure we really did lose, he couldn't wait to rub my nose in it. I mean, he just shut up about it. Don't say anything. So I just pretended that he didn't exist from that point on. 349-1320, that wasn't a very good ruse, but 866-626-1320. Terry in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Terry.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks. Well, I found that at this point, about the only place I seem to be able to control myself is in church, and in church settings was, you know, where, you know, in our church we have a variety of political views, which is great. And I find that, you know, within that setting we have other common mission that we're working on, other common things that hold us together. It's okay, but it's hard. It's really hard. It's getting very difficult with friends outside of that setting.
Well, all right. You have a lot of friends who are big Bush supporters or really conservative, or family members.
My parents are, but you know they're so elderly that in a way we just really don't have to talk about it. I mean, it just doesn't come up like it used to. But no, I don't have any other family members whatsoever, and not a whole bunch of non-church Republican friends, but within church it's definitely, you know, even though it probably leans more, my church leans more Democrat, it's definitely there, so we just don't talk about it, you know, it's just agreed not to talk about it, and luckily there's other things we can, you know, come together on, and I think one thing that's helped me is it keeps me from when it becomes an individual, then it stops me from demonizing at the same level at which I tend to demonize.
Well, no, they're just people who are sadly, lovely people who are sadly misguided, and you can't imagine why they are, and you love them to death, but how they could bear to vote for the likes of a Doolittle or a Pombo is a mystery, or even Dickie and his, and his corrupt cronies is another mystery.
Yeah, and it is literally a mystery.
It reveals another layer to the person you thought you knew.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But what I think that the thing that I've appreciated about it is, well, I happily, you know, get close to seriously demonizing. No, I do. I demonize Bush and that crowd. But when it's a human being in front of me that I know and love, it gets harder to do that, and it keeps me grounded.
Terry, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-2613-20. Joe in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment real quick. My girlfriend and her entire family are Republicans.
Uh-oh. The girlfriend is a Republican?
Yes.
How long have you two been together?
About 2.5 years.
Okay.
But the funny part of this is that when I first met her family, they all live in L.A., I was ridiculed, and you know, they made fun of me about Bill Clinton and because I supported Clinton and all these things. And now, every time I get with them, you know, and I was very polite and I didn't discuss politics and religion, very politically correct. But then now, 2.5 years later, it's so much fun to sit back and know that I was right. And I hear them make comments like, "Oh, can you hear what that idiot just said when he has his." And he has his new press conferences and so forth. He's like, "Oh, and I can't believe what's going on in Iraq right now. I can't believe this. I can't believe that." And they still stick to their haunches on being Republicans, but I don't get any nonsense from them anymore about it. I think they're seeing the light, but it's just the pride factor. That, you know, they took such a...
Yeah, I mean, you can't shove their noses into it. But I know what you mean, because I remember right after the election, or maybe it was right before the last election. Yeah, it was right before the last election, the presidential election. I remember exactly where I was, and with two friends, and I think they are both Republicans, although we've never discussed it. And that we haven't tells me that they probably both are. I was trying to, at the urging of one, to trying to make a case for not voting for Dickie, and all the things I said have come to pass. But I don't think you needed to be a genius to figure it out. I think it was pretty obvious.
I don't think so either. You know, it's I've always considered myself a good judge of character, and. You know, I actually, back in from 88 to 92, I actually worked at the White House for Bush Sr. I was in the military station there, and I got to travel around with him quite a bit. And, you know, and I'm not going to talk a whole lot about that, but I had kind of an inside view to that family and the administration.
Oh, tell us. What was your view of the family?
Well... I'm not going to say anything bad about them, but I can tell you there's a little bit of an elitist philosophy going on there, and you know, W right now, I certainly don't consider him an elected president. I consider him I call it selected president.
Well,
I don't think he was elected. I call him the selected president, and by our Supreme Court as well. He was selected by them.
Well, absolutely. Joe, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, who is not going to, in her traffic report, figure out a way to put panties and breasts in the traffic report, such as Bonnie Garcia did on the floor of the legislature.
You don't think that I can figure out how to put panties and breasts
in
my traffic report?
I'm going to challenge you to that.
All right. Well, you know what? There is a traffic hazard. Northbound 99 at eastbound 50. Something is lying in the road. And my guess, the Bonnie Garcia drove over there, and those are her panties and her bra. Because it doesn't say anything.
Are her breasts in the middle of the road, too?
Well, you know what?
Speed bump.
I don't know. You know what? I'd need to talk to one of the doctors about that.
All right.
Three-car crash westbound 50 just west of 59th Street and southbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue. We have a disabled vehicle. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Seen it live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Take a hike, Tiny Tim.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
.29 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. I hope that you are telling all of your friends, 3 to 5 people a day, even if they're not your friends, just people. Just even if they're Republicans, they're just people too, that we are here, that AM 1320 is here, that Enid Live is here, and that it's talk radio that strives to be smart and funny and compelling and all the things that you know, I think we're all hungry for stuff that's challenging. And we don't see a lot of it. But in any event, let people know that we're here. And you can always join the conversation, 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. We are talking about the elephant in the room, and that is that a lot of people who are progressive, liberal, Democrats have a lot of friends. We all have friends who might be conservative, lovely people, conservative, Republican, deeply dyed-in-the-wool red people. And what is happening now? Well, we are so polarized that we can't have a conversation anymore. So as the holidays are coming up and you are incarcerated with your relatives over the the Thanksgiving dinner and the new vomitorium that you were building next door to your Thanksgiving dinner and the fighting over the remote control, you know, how are you going to deal? How are we all going to deal with this? Well, I get the real, you know, the what people are doing is simply not talking about it. Well, that's fine. But if you're really incarcerated with people, I think it's going to come up. And particularly, there are going to be things to talk about after the election, depending on how the election goes. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Suzanne in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Enid. Well, I did tell someone about your radio station. It was my 21-year-old daughter. It was a couple weeks ago. I had made a comment about profiteering in regards to Iraq. And she started arguing with me, and I said, honey, you know, you need to listen to 1320. And I said, it's a progressive radio station. And she goes, Mom, you're so gullible. If you really want to know what's going on, listen to Fox News.
Oh, my God, Suzanne, where did you go wrong?
I was speechless. I didn't even know what to say.
Oh, my goodness. What did you...
I'm serious. I did not know what to say. I couldn't think of anything to say. Cause,
you could say, we distort, you decide. You can say, fair and unfair and unbalanced. Oh, my goodness. You've given birth to a hardcore conservative.
She's awesome. She is the most awesome person I've ever met. And I do not know where she got it from because I am very, very non-conservative.
Well, is it every, you know, every kid takes the opposite tack of where their parents are. So if you're conservative, she's going to be, or she, if you're progressive, she's going to be very conservative. Oh, my God. What are you going to do? How are you going to propagandize her?
I'm going to wait until after the election and when hopefully the Democrats either take the House or the Senate or maybe both, but I don't think so. Then I'm going to say, now, would people be voting Democratic if I'm all wrong? And so hopefully I'll have a little bit something to back me up.
Well, what you could do is go to websites like MediaMatters.org. There are websites that take what people say on Fox and dissect it and look at what the truth really is.
Maybe I could start emailing her anonymously.
I think she's going to know it's from you, Suzanne. Oh, my goodness. Well, I thank you very much for this dilemma. We're going to have to put the call out to shrinks to see how to handle this. Thanks, Suzanne. I think it's probably in the DSM, the statistical, the diagnostic, what is it, statistical, whatever it's called, that diagnoses you for mental disorders, I'm sure, that believing in Fox News has to be high up on the list. Just get Al Franken's book, actually. I think he goes after Bill O'Reilly, doesn't he? Rob in Lincoln, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, what I find out, I work as a mechanical engineer. I have to travel a lot and work in power plants and refineries and the like. So you can imagine, and I'm with the customers, so I got to keep my mouth shut when these guys, they praise W. And as you can imagine, right now I'm hearing a lot less of that. But the one time that I could let it rip is... the places you stay, like Holiday Inn, Best Western, a lot of times they'll have this breakfast nook where you get free food, and they'll have CNN going on in the background. And these people that are in the lobby in states like Utah or Wyoming, they don't know you from Adam. So you could just let it rip. The other day we're working in Salt Lake City. They had Bush on the tube there, and I was telling to my coworker, Bush is talking, and I just started going, blah, 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 like this. And I said, you know, I said, gee, the least this sorry guy could do is sit his ass in the dugout and maybe have his dad pinch hit for him for the next 2 years. That's like the least he could do. I mean, his father has just got to be as embarrassed as all get out. Oh, the dirty looks I get, all the gnashing of teeth.
Does anybody actually say anything to you?
No, it was just because I think... you know, we're wearing steel-toed shoes. We look like kind of a rough crowd, so they probably, oh, we don't want to start any trouble. But you know that these guys, oh, they were just like, oh, man, they're getting all bent out of shape. But it was the one time that I could get my 2 cents in.
Thank you very much for the call, Rob. Good work. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I particularly like the eloquence of the blah, blah, blah. Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I have a little bit of advice on how to deal with Republican relatives, friends, and acquaintances when you have to discuss politics with them. And what I've found is... don't argue with them, because if you're arguing with somebody, you're assuming that they're going to respond to rational thought and to logic, and they aren't going to do that because their feelings are all wrapped around emotion and they're immune to logic and rationality. So what I would suggest that you do instead of arguing with them is just simply tell them what your position is, you know, and tell them, this is what I believe. And there, it's out there for you, and that's where it's at, and that's all you really need to know, and I don't really want to argue about it.
So it's mainly a declaration. This is what I believe in. And the other person says, well, this is what I believe in. And then that's it, a detente. I mean, that's it.
That's right. And I always tell them, you have as much right to your opinion as I have to mine. And I'm not going to sit here and belittle yours, and I'm not going to get on the defensive about mine. And that's the thing they always seem to expect, is that liberals are going to be on the defensive and almost apologizing for what they believe. And I don't apologize to anybody for what I believe.
Well, I think this is great advice, Mike, and thanks very much for sharing it. If anybody is a shrink, a psychologist, a therapist, particularly wise, what do you do when you're incarcerated with people of the opposite political persuasion as the holidays are getting closer? What do you do in a case like that? Maybe you just do what Mike says. If it comes up, you say, well, this is what I believe in, and you don't attempt to argue it out. People believe what they believe. You can't argue religion, and maybe you can't argue politics either. Maybe the advice we got growing up, don't talk about religion and politics unless you're doing talk radio, still obtains. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. Very good. Oh, hi. We're having fun with mics, I tell you. Like, loving it. Kind of like the bra, and what did you call that? I don't want to say the P word.
Breasts and panties.
Nice. Anyway.
Stopping traffic in the roadway, probably.
The problem is it does, and it's interesting. When I'm driving home south at 99, you know, I go that way a little bit. I'm looking in the ditches and everywhere, and I mean, I really do see stuff like that. I do. I see tennis shoes and bras and panties and pink ones. It's very interesting. Southbound I-5, just north of eastbound 50, though, I don't see that right now. I see a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road, doors open, slowing traffic down just a little bit. We have lows tonight, 42. Highs coming up tomorrow about, what is it going to be, about 71? Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Yeah. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The Morning Retort. John and Sam.
Close attention to the John Doolittle, Charlie Brown race.
He's known as a member of the committee for 10 years. These abuses have been going on. In 1997, I sent Congressman Doolittle a 3-page letter, probably too long. I wanted to get it all off.
It didn't have a check stapled to it. That was your problem.
I know.
Wendy Dormal, our guest on The Morning Retort.
John Doolittle had a choice.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care at an affordable cost. Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking politics. We're talking about the specific races. We're talking about Doolittle. I just got this email from Mike. Mike says, over the weekend, I was traveling through southwest El Dorado County's wine country and observed many small signs, the ones that homeowners place in their yards for Charlie Brown. I did not see any signs for Doolittle. I did see several large signs for Doolittle at freeway intersections along Highway 50, but also many for Brown. I suspect the signage along highways are put there by the respective campaign offices. Just thought you'd like to know. I don't think you can go by how many campaign signs you saw. I mean, I'm afraid to say that you should let that be your guide, because the recent polling puts Doolittle ahead of Charlie Brown, and we like Charlie Brown, and I think this is the time to go for the final push. And what we do know is that Doolittle's campaign is got these robocalls. They're getting huge injections of money from the Republican National Party, not to mention Dickey came to town, and the Doolittles himself raked in 15% of what he brought in, which was $600,000. So they have lots more money than Charlie Brown does. And, you know, he is the incumbent, and those robocalls are very disturbing to people because they think they're coming from Charlie's campaign, and they are not. And then they go on to trash Charlie, so they're annoying in a million ways. So I think if you are inclined to support Charlie, and you've already done it, do some more. Roll up your sleeves, get your checkbook out, give him whatever you can, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever you're able to do. And if you aren't able to do money, you can maybe volunteer some time as well. The GOP candidate wants compulsory gay marriage. This is a Republican congressional candidate says that gay marriage should be compulsory, but he's just kidding. We're talking about what happens when you and your friends are on different sides of the aisle politically. Does that change anything? And there are a lot of couples. Only typically it's the man who tends to be Republican and the woman who tends to lean progressive or Democratic. And I hate that locution that drops the IC off of Democratic and makes it the Democrat Party. First of all, it's incorrect grammatically, isn't it? And secondly, it just truncates something and cuts it off and makes it sound cold and hard and junky. And Democratic has a better sound to it, and that's what it is. It is the Democratic Party. So it's another way for the language to be manipulated by these candidates in order to create a certain impression. Karl Rove is still planning an October surprise, and he has rolled up his sleeves, and he has gone to work. And he is really trying to, they're calling, here's what they're doing. This is really horrible. When you're an incumbent, what they have done, in addition to try to get the base out, making all these phone calls, they've also, for a number of candidates, announced all these government programs. So I'm expecting that a little bit down the line here, we're going to get some big government announcement of some big government program that Doolittle or a Pombo or somebody can take credit for that will come to the district, because that's also part of what they are doing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. All right, here's what Dickey is saying. His approval ratings have not changed, even though he's out stumping for lots of candidates. He is saying that America loses if Democrats win. That's what he said. That's how bad it's gotten. If you got to stoop to that, you got no ammunition at all. Using the war in Iraq as a backdrop to launch some of his toughest campaign attacks, yeah, Dickey, that would be our president, George, but not for much longer, we hope, George W. Dickey Bush, said today that Democrats were more concerned with pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq than with winning the war. On a day that illustrated the challenges the Republicans face as they try to retain House and Senate majorities 1 week from tomorrow, the president went to the heart of the issues that have helped him and his party come out on top in the two previous national elections, the war, conservative social causes, and taxes, their mantra. Citing Democratic votes opposing him on key anti-terrorism measures, Dickey said that when it came to eavesdropping on suspected terrorists, detaining or trying them, the Democrats, quote, just say no. Remember whose line was that? Go back in your mind. Remember whose line that was and what it was all about? Well, that was Nancy Reagan, and that's what she said to do when it came to drugs. Just say no. So she says the Democrats say just say no. So when the Democrats ask for your vote, what's your answer, Dickie said at a rally. Just say no, the crowd roared. Well, it was in Georgia. That's why they said that. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, soon to be, I hope, Majority Leader, responded tersely, contrary to the president's intentions, Americans are just saying no to his administration's no plan, no end approach to Iraq. At least 5,000 people who by last Friday had scooped up their tickets from Republican Party campaigns filled the arena for the first of two rallies that Bush addressed. Well, and it doesn't matter, because his ratings remain stuck in the 30s. It really doesn't matter what he's saying. I think people aren't listening anymore. Well, I hope that that's the case anyway. And what we are, as a country, investigating now are voting machines. This is an administration that has been notoriously uninterested in looking into voter irregularities. And remember, Bob Ney now, who's been carted off to the pokey, or is about to be, but he hasn't yet resigned from Congress, so he's still collecting money, even though he's as guilty, he's pled guilty. He is the one behind the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, it's usually abbreviated. He was GOP chairman of the powerful House Administration Committee. He has had close ties with Jack Abramoff, whose firm received at least $275,000 from Diebold to lobby for its touchscreen machines. Ney's former chief of staff also worked as a registered lobbyist for Diebold, receiving at least $180,000 from the firm to lobby for Help America Vote Act and, quote, other election reform issues. Ney, Bob Ney, now on his way to the pokey, also made sure that Diebold and other companies would not be required to equip their machines with printers to provide paper records that could be verified by voters. In a clever twist, Help America Vote Act effectively pressures every precinct to provide at least one voting device that has no paper trail, supposedly no paper trail, supposedly so that vision-impaired citizens can vote in secrecy. The provision was backed by two little-known advocacy groups, the National Federation of the Blind, which accepted $1 million from Diebold to build a new research institute, and the American Association of People with Disabilities, which pocketed at least $26,000 from voting machine companies. So nobody ever heard of these two groups. Well, I say that because now the plot thickens. There are only about three or four of these e-voting machine companies. They all seem to be committed to Republicans. Well, now it gets more interesting, because guess what? The federal government is now investigating the takeover of a leading American manufacturer of electronic voting systems by a small software company that has been linked to leftist Venezuelan government of President Hugo Chavez, who has nothing good to say about Dickey. Well, take a number, Hugo. So here it is. It's the inquiry. Now we're concerned. Now the government wants to look into this, because they see how easy it is to hack, and the software company has some sort of ties to Chavez. So the inquiry is focusing on the Venezuelan owners of the software company. Now remember, we're outsourcing everything. We were going to outsource our ports to Dubai. Remember, we got such a harebrained administration. Harebrained would be more brains than they actually have. But in any event, so now we've outsourced some of our voting count, the integrity of our election, in case we have any integrity of elections left anymore. The inquiry is focusing on the Venezuelan owners of the software companies. It's the Smartmatic Corporation. And it's trying to determine whether the government in Caracas has any control or influence over the firm's operations. Government officials and others familiar with the investigation said the inquiry on the eve of the midterm elections is being conducted by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. The same panel of 12 government agencies that reviewed the abortive attempt by a company in Dubai to take over operations at six American ports. I mean, this is a joke. It's Sequoia Voting Systems of Oakland, California, which is now of Venezuela, apparently. But it used to be of Oakland, California. And all of them are corrupt. But the Republicans now, is it sort of to set up because they could... because they could lose? Is that the story? 349-1320. 866-620-6320. And then they declare everything null and void. I don't get that. 349-1320. So now suddenly the Republicans have bestirred themselves. The alarm clock went off. They not only set their clocks back on Saturday, they woke up and they smelled the coffee, and now they have to investigate Sequoia voting systems. How about all the other ones that are already committed to the Republicans to bring home the bacon for them, the very easily hackable e-voting machines, and I think Sequoia is among them. 349-1320. And Deborah Bowen, again, let me remind you, will be my guest tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. She's running for Secretary of State, and she is looking for greater accountability from these e-voting firms. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
Things are going on all over the place. Old Mine Road at Bennett Road, that is in Grass Valley. That collision, though, is stopping traffic. I mean, really slowing it down into Sacramento. Southbound I-5, just north of eastbound 50. We have a vehicle right-hand side fog line that is stopping traffic. I'm not sure exactly the whole spiel over there. I guess we'll find out. Sunrise Boulevard at Jackson Road and eastbound 50, just west of Howe Avenue. All three car crashes. Enid Live will continue at 71 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.455 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And your homework assignment continues to be to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here, that Enid Live is here, that 1320 is here, the Morning Retort is here. We're all here doing, really, we hope, really wonderful talk radio, at least honest talk radio. And you have pushback to most talk radio, which is 99.9% conservative. And therefore mostly dishonest talk radio. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the elephant in the room. If you are progressive and democratic and your friends are not, or your beloved is not, the holidays are coming up, how do you handle it? And we have not heard from any therapists. We haven't had any professional advice on this, but what people are doing is clamming up. You know, the old cliche, don't talk religion and don't talk politics, is now more than ever become the norm. And I wonder if people who were not the most hardcore Red Dickey supporters are now feeling a little bit chagrined and embarrassed not to be with a winner, to be with someone so demonstrably incompetent. I just wonder whether there's been some movement there, and people are just embarrassed to say, look, I made a mistake. 349-1320. We've been talking about voting machines also. We've been talking about Bob Ney, who was behind making Help America Vote Act, because he's Ohio and Diebold is in Ohio, and all these fake-o-matic AstroTurf kind of groups pretending to be public interest groups were probably not, and they accepted money from Diebold, and now they're machines that have no paper trail, supposedly, so the disabled can vote in privacy. And the U.S. is not too interested in investigating any of that, except that one of the major, and I think there are about four of them, one of the major voting e-voting companies, and this is Sequoia Voting Systems of Oakland, California, but now of Venezuela. Apparently that Venezuelan company is alleged to have some sort of ties with Hugo Chavez. And so therefore we're wondering whether we're going to have an honest count, because Hugo Chavez can see through the smoke and mirrors, and he doesn't think too much of Dickey, and he said so on the floor of the United Nations, which might keep him keep Venezuela from being a full participant in the United Nations.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The implications for American forces are unclear, but CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the U.S. commander in Iraq is expected to recommend that the size of Iraqi security forces be increased by up to 100,000 men.
The original number was 325,000, and the U.S. has almost reached that number now. But that number, 325,000, was set 18 months ago, and since then there's been some big changes, the most notable of which, obviously, is the explosion of sectarian violence, which the commander in Iraq, General George Casey, has called a fundamental change in the threat.
The violence claimed the lives of at least 81 Iraqis today alone, and the U.S. military death toll for the month is up to 101. They figured it out at KFC. Under increasing pressure from health experts and consumers, KFC President Greg Diedrich says they've come up with a way to eliminate trans fat from much of their menu.
We've been working for over 2 years with extensive research and development and testing to not compromise at all on the taste of our world-famous chicken, and yet also have a zero trans fat solution.
This comes as New York City considers a law to ban trans fat in virtually all restaurant meals. WCBS Radio's Rich Lamb went to a hearing today.
It was a food fight at the Board of Health, some saying the alleged threat posed by trans fat is a lot of baloney, but others are convinced.
Trans fat is the single most harmful kind of fat.
Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science and the Public Interest supports the trans fat ban, saying it clogs arteries. Spokesman Denny Lynch says Wendy's has already banned trans fat and flavor hasn't gone down the drain.
We were able to make the switch without having any impact on the taste of the product.
Some small restaurant owners are afraid the Board of Health will slap them with huge fines for frying with the wrong oil.
McDonald's announced 3 years ago that it planned to eliminate trans fat but has yet to make a change. President Bush is on the stump for Republicans. Late today, he made an appearance in Sugarland, Texas for the write-in candidate chosen by the GOP to replace Congressman Tom DeLay. Earlier, he campaigned in rural eastern Georgia against Congressman John Barrow, who seems vulnerable.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. The Georgia Democrat the president is trying to help unseat is definitely the exception to the rule. Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says there are more than 50 competitive House races, and all of them are Republicans at risk of losing their seats, due mostly to opposition to President Bush and the war. He uses a football analogy to describe where things stand.
And in fact, it's being played, frankly, between the Republicans' goal line and maybe their 30-yard line.
Unless there's some dramatic shift, he expects Democrats to take over the House while the Senate's still too close to call. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Oil prices fell more than $2 a barrel today. The Dow slipped 3 points to 12,086, and the Nasdaq gained 13 to close at 2,363. This is CBS News.
Peace of mind. We all want it, but where do you find it? And when you do find it, how long does it last? At New York Life, peace of mind starts with a promise and lasts a lifetime. The promise to pay a claim when you need it, even if that day is 30 or 40 years from now. It's why New York Life is built on the unshakable values of financial strength, integrity, and humanity. In the end, peace of mind is why New York Life is the company you keep.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
When the little trick-or-treaters head out tomorrow, parents will want to make sure they're supervised, they're wearing safe costumes, and they don't eat any candy before it's been checked. And parents in Illinois can take an extra step by making sure there are no sex offenders along the route. WBBM Radio's Bernie Tafoya has that.
Police say you need to check online to find out if any registered sex offenders live near you and have your kids steer clear of those places. Kane County Sheriff's Detective David Thorgerson.
The biggest thing is just for everyone to be safe and have fun.
Registered sex offenders aren't supposed to open their doors to trick-or-treaters anyway, and if they do, Cook County Sheriff Mike Sheehan says the trick could be on them.
They know that we enforce the law, and they know we're going to be around, but we're not going to tell them exactly what we're going to do. They'll find out Halloween.
One good website for parents to check, familywatchdog.us.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission advises the kids wear reflective tape and carry flashlights if they're out after dark. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Well, talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's like wearing those, you know, the days of the week on your underpants. Remember Bonnie Garcia, the Latina legislator, the Republican Latina legislator that Arnie Schwartzy thought was so hot managed to not only talk about how she wouldn't throw him out of her bed and to a group of high school students and how built he was, but managed also in on the floor of the legislature to discuss her, both her breasts and her panties. So if you want to concoct the sentence that she used on the floor of the legislature, please be our guest. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking about lots of things. We've been all over the place, as usual, in this flea market of ideas that calls itself Enid Live. We have been to Phil Angelides, and because a lot of people think he's trailing so badly, then they're suggesting, oh, what the heck, why not vote for the Green candidate? It's not going to matter. And I think it matters a lot. Those are my thoughts. You might have different thoughts about it. We're talking about Charlie Brown. We're talking about a front page story in the Bee today talking about Charlie's combat experience and how he lost friends and how Deep Doolittle was really a coward. We're also talking about the fact that a group of Iraq war veterans is going to be paying for some anti-Doolittle, blasting Doolittle ads that are supposed to start to run today. And this is important because Doolittle says he supports the troops. But what he really supports is his own pocketbook, not a surprise there. So whenever it comes time to vote himself more money as a congressman, vote himself a pay raise, he's right there to do it. But when it comes time to vote for veterans' benefits, he doesn't. He's not going to. Well, that might take out some money from his pocketbook, probably. What do you think? We're talking about Schwartzy putting on his election year. He's more of a Democrat, you know, a faux Democrat. Faux Democratic costume just in time for Halloween and for the election, and it's amazing to me that people don't see through it. But I think once the election is over, he's going to revert to what he is, which is really a Republican. Somebody's more in tune with the Chamber of Commerce and corporate interests than he is with what you and we, the people, really need in this state. And I think the best guide, I don't care what they say in the stock market. In the stock market, they say past performance is no indication of future performance. But you can tell with a governor when he didn't do anything much for 2 years and he only revved himself, bestirred himself when he was facing an election and a tough one, or so he thought, particularly after the drubbing he took on a special election. I think that it's pretty transparent what he's up to, but people don't want to look at that. We're also talking about the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is the people you know and you love, your friends, people who are Republicans, for example, or conservatives, or are determined to return Doolittle to office. And as we are approaching the holidays, how do you handle it? What do you do in a case like that when you're incarcerated with people for all those ball games? after too much turkey and contemplation of shopping on the biggest shopping day of the year, what do you do? How do you handle this? If we have any therapists, any psychiatrists, any psychologists out there, any particularly wise people, we'd love to hear from you on that. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I want to just remind you I'm going to be speaking at Temple Or Rishon at 7755 Hazel in Orangevale. I hope I have that right. And that's Monday at 11 o'clock. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And there is no charge. But, you know, you get what you pay for. So I don't promise any great insights. But anyway. And as I said, you bring over your donations. We will provide a free stamp. We will help you address the envelope. We'll help you to walk it out to the post box. Any campaign contribution you want to make to any of our favorite campaigns, really help them out. I don't know if you saw this interview with Wolf Blitzer, Lynn Cheney. Did you see that? There's a candidate. You know, there's a guy, George Allen, who's just a jerk. And everybody's calling him Makakowicz behind his back. Because here's the story with him. He's the son of the famous coach. He's been a senator. Everybody thought the re-election was a shoo-in. And what happens is, and both campaigns are doing this. Both sides of the aisle are doing this. There are people who just go around from campaign stop to campaign stop with a particular campaign. Let's say a Democrat who, with his video camera, I guess he's probably like a student, with his video camera, he would tape every, you know, in the hope of finding the candidate to say the wrong thing or the thing that you can get some traction out of and publicize it. So here's a guy who he's seen, and he called him a macaca, which in French is very disparaging to people who are of color. And it turns out his mother is Algerian and he speaks French. And then it turns out, he says he's a Christian and raised as a Presbyterian or something. Turns out his mother's Jewish, but never, allegedly never admitted it to the family until just a few weeks ago. conveniently. So now they're calling him a Kakowitz, which is, I think, hilarious. And I set that up because his opponent is a guy named Jim Webb, I think, who has written some novels, some of them kind of steamy. But the novels are used in military circles for professional development. Well, I guess there's some steamy passages in those novels. And suddenly, riding on the steam train, here, a foam of steam pouring out of her ears, is Mrs. Dickie Cheney, Lynn Cheney. She is furious, and she has an interview with Wolf Blitzer, and Dick Cheney is calling it a slapdown because she lets him have it. Meanwhile, she's written her own steamy novel having to do with lesbian sex, and their daughter, one of their daughters, is in fact a lesbian, a Libesian. And so there you go. So here it is, the Borowitz Report. Vice President Dick Cheney said today that he was furious about the release of a sizzling sex tape featuring him and his wife Lynn, and called the tape's release on the eve of the midterm elections politically motivated. The vice president and his wife appeared on CNN's Larry King Live to address the issue of the racy tape, which attracted millions of viewers on the website YouTube.com before being taken down by the site's operators. Larry, said Dick Cheney, to release a tape that Lynn and I made for our own enjoyment smacks of the worst of Democrat dirty tricks, the vice president told Larry King. He said, I really hope that the American people will see right through this. Mrs. Cheney agreed with her husband, adding that the liberal media was making a, quote, mountain out of a molehill on the issue of the couple's torrid home video. It's lucky if he doesn't shoot her in the face. Like most happily married couples, Dick and I have made hundreds, maybe thousands of sex tapes, Mrs. Cheney said. This one is far from the dirtiest. But even as the Cheneys were expressing their anger over the release of their white-hot tape, some Republican strategists were giving the vice president and his wife two thumbs up for their videotaped romp. I think this is the best thing that could have ever happened right before the election, said Clive McKeefe, a GOP operative in Scottsdale, Arizona. The entire time I was watching the tape, I didn't think about Iraq once. That is the Borowitz Report. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Imagine contemplating the idea of sex with Dick Cheney. You know, you wouldn't have to join Jenny Craig to lose your appetite, would you? John in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, John.
Hi there. You know, I wanted your listener to listen to something. Basically, how to counter all your Republican friends saying that, you know, you Democrats are cut and run from Iraq. You don't want Iraq to win. We don't want to win in Iraq. But here's the thing. You know, this is how Republicans always try to back you to the corner and to basically say yes or no about winning in Iraq. Just ask your friend, the Republican friend back to say, so you think this is winning right now? And this is the winning that you wanted to achieve in Iraq, where you have, turning into a civil war. And just let your Republican friends know in saying that we are not voting to be cut and run. We're just voting to be a new leadership in Congress.
You think that's going to do it?
Well, you know, I think this is going to be, you know, putting them in the corner and say, you know, and those Republican voting people and say, hey, if you think that this is winning, go ahead and vote.
Well, I think, okay. I mean, you know, God bless you, John. Have you had success with this method?
What's that?
Have you had any success with this method?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What it is that because, you know, I have a, you know, coworker at work that, you know, I know we shouldn't be talking about politics, but, you know, they really have a, what they call a black and white mindset and say, oh, yeah, you bunch of cut and run people. You just want to withdraw the troop and then go home and then let the country fall apart and terrorists take over. And then I just simply counter with my question. I say, okay, so you think this is winning right now then? You think this is the way that we should achieve in Iraq? So, and I was just going to tell them, if you think this is winning now, go ahead.
Well, then, all right, so then what do they say to you when you say that?
Well, they're just speechless. They just say, they just have no response.
Well, they have no response because there is no response to it. And they're still going to run, and they're still going to vote Republican. That's the thing, John. You have a response that sounds logical to you, but you're dealing with people who will, you know.
Well, true, but the thing is this, and, you know, this is, even though I understand, but the thing is I want you listening that if you have your listener to be, you know, any listener to be challenged that way, just answer the question and challenge them back the same way.
Okay.
That way, you know, they would shut up too.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for the call. We're going to put you on hold. I think someone wants to talk to you. Okay. There you go. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Is John's, do you agree with what John has to say? And is the GOP at a loss? Karl Rove's 11th hour plan to win. During a whirlwind five-hour trip to bolster one endangered GOP congressman's reelection prospects, Karl Rove last week delivered a fiery speech. But the most significant element of his attempts to handle an endangered candidate had to do with what he was doing behind the scenes. He was able to arrange for $1 million worth of federal disaster aid for this particular congressman in his area. The timing was perfect. The news was broken right before the House Ethics Committee and the Mark Foley sex scandal, and this particular congressman, it was Thomas Reynolds, testifying before the House. But because Rove managed to work behind the scenes, authorizing millions of dollars in federal disaster aid for the area, it knocked everything else off the front page in this guy's district. The White House and FEMA, which will provide the funds, say that Karl Rove exerted no influence on the decision to grant relief at the time of the announcement. But this is now the LA Times looking at this. But Rove instead is sort of giving a his plan is three-pronged for the election: to re-energize any conservatives who might be flagging, to make sure the GOP's carefully constructed campaign apparatus is functioning at peak efficiency, and is supposed to be quite a formidable machine, and to put the resources of the federal government to use for political gain. So there's Senator Jim Talent, and I think this is the commercial against whom Michael Fox's commercial was directed, because this is a guy who does not support stem cell research, and his opponent does. So Senator Jim Talent is struggling to retain a seat that's considered vital to maintaining the GOP Senate majority. Talent, whose mother died of breast cancer, has made support for fighting the disease an element in his campaign. So recently, Rove arranged for Laura Bush to appear with Talent to promote Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And once a year, the National Park Service bathes the Soaring Gateway Arch in pink light. So that's the signature color, it's their stagecraft also. And the Transportation Department, responding to White House prodding, dispatched the Federal Highway Administrator to announce grants for a transportation hub to facilitate. You know, so they're doing all this stuff that they can. And with Pombo, when environmentalists from the Bay Area sharpen their attacks on Pombo, the White House political office arranged for President Bush to stop in his district to sign legislation protecting wetlands, with Pombo standing by his side. So what they're trying to do is they're trying mobilizing the government to deliver the bacon to districts, hoping that bribing the district will result in a GOP victory. That's what they're doing. That's part of Rove's strategy. Will it work, I wonder? 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Frank, hi, you're live with Enid.
Eunice, you're telling me there's a tape out there of Dick and Lynn having sex?
Yeah, according to the Borowitz report. And it's Enid. Frank, it's Enid. I'm going to spell it for you. E-N-I-D. Enid. You know, Frank, you call me all the time and you say it all on purpose. So you know what, Frank? Go to the BorowitzReport.com and check out that tape. It's pretty revealing. Okay? And I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626. I mean, can we satirize the satire that happens on Enid Live on a regular basis? The Borowitz Report is satire. But if we told that to Frank, I don't know if he would know what we were talking about. But I think he has to go investigate it himself. What do you think? 349-1320, a sex tape of Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney having a sex-like activity, maybe. Richard, in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Enid. Yeah. It's just something I thought of, and it probably isn't too much, but you remember when they're claiming Jim Webb is writing all those CDs back in 15 years ago or 20? You got to remember at that time...
That he was... I don't know the... I'm not aware of the allegation. What's the allegation?
Well, okay, but... But here, you got to remember, at that time, they were accusing him of doing all that. You got to remember, at that time, he was a Republican.
Okay, so anything that they're accusing Jim Webb of, remind everybody that when they were accusing, when he was accused of it, he was a Republican. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, that doesn't say too much for the Republicans if that's the case.
Okay, Richard. Thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Uriel and Chico. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Uriel.
Hi. You know, I wanted to make a statement. I guess it's not so peppy or anything, but I personally am from Mexico, and I don't know if any of the people, listeners out there have heard about what's going on in Mexico right now. I just wanted to tell people that if people don't get to the point about making some radical change, do you look forward to the kind of repression that's happening in Mexico and Oaxaca and Chiapas?
Where a journalist was just shot and murdered. An American, a freelance independent journalist was just shot and killed. I think it was in Oaxaca, and it was might have been yesterday or today or something, but I just saw it. Okay, so you're saying we need to vote progressive and democratic, and are you a student at Chico?
I'm a student at Butte College.
Okay, so are you recruiting your friends to vote?
Well, yeah, but I'm basically trying to promote people to go third party, like Green Party, whatever, you know, to make some real radical change.
Yeah, but right now it would be a vote for the Republicans, I hate to say it, Uriel. But all right, I'm glad that you're involved, though. It's a good thing that you are, and you and I might agree to disagree on that one. But I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. So we have got lows tonight right around 48. I know for Halloween tomorrow is going to be awesome. You guys, remind me to ask Enid later what she's going to be for Halloween. It's going to be fun. Traffic hazards all over the place. South End 99, Free Ridge Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, I-5 J Street, 50 over top of the mountain, and I-80. It looks like eastbound right there by Madison Avenue, we have a three-car crash. Watt Avenue, also Folsom Boulevard, that's stopping traffic down. We have a vehicle smack dab in the middle of the roadway. What is it? It's running into traffic trying to get hit. And that would be the other vehicle. How interesting is that? Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Dick Cheney, get out of the roadway.
It's Enid Live doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Log on to
the color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
America.
1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:26 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. This is the day of the week not only where more heart attacks happen, but it's the day of the week when we have all these good intentions. We're really we're going to get more efficient. We're starting our diets today in time for the holidays. We're going to do everything, and then you know by Thursday it all just turns to mush. But a Monday, I don't know. I think we have a lot of resolve on Monday, don't we? 3:49, 13:28, 66:6, 26:13, 20. One of the things we have been talking about the arena. Aha! The city of Sacramento has finally, and because the court ordered it, the Third District Court of Appeal has ordered the release of details of its plan for the proposed sports and entertainment arena. The memo of understanding is the offer made by the city and county negotiators in late September to the Maloof family. The Maloofs did not accept the terms. It really means that Sac County residents will have a chance to learn the details of the offer before they decide whether to vote in favor of measures Q and R on November 7th. Those measures would increase the sales tax by a quarter cent to help pay for something that the Maloofs have not agreed to. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is so dumb. On Thursday and last week, a Superior Court judge ordered the city to release the plan, but that ruling was put on hold by the appeals court judge. Anyway, this was brought by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, which appealed the stay. So taxpayer advocates say that voters have a right to know exactly how the city and county will spend the more than $500 million that would be earmarked for a new arena. Yes, yes, don't you think we have a right to know how this is going to be spent? And if they say how it's going to be spent, then it has to win by two-thirds majority. Remember that part. So they make it vague. They sort of give you a pretend idea of how it's going to be spent. So anyway, that's the arena. I think that whole thing is toast. If it passes, I'll be amazed, and I'll know for sure. There's been cheating on the video, on the e-voting. One of the things that we haven't talked about is that guy, Brian Bilbray, in San Diego. Remember Duke Cunningham got called off to the pokey? So they had to have a special election, such as what I think we might have if Doolittle is reelected. We'll have to have a special election because we think he's going to be indicted. We think so. We hope so. We're praying for it furiously. Well, it turns out that Brian Bilbray is being investigated. So here you have a Bush ex-aide who has been sentenced to 18 months in the Abramoff case. This is David Safavian. He's been sentenced to 18 months in prison for lying and concealing unethical dealings with lobbyist Jack Abramoff. And remember now, the administration doesn't want you to know how many visits Abramoff made to the White House. That information is pretty well sealed. Here's somebody else heading off to the pokey. Bob Ney, who was in charge of Helping America Vote Act, which brings you those e-voting monstrosities, he's off to the pokey. There are not too many people left who aren't off to the pokey. And then the guy who succeeds, Duke Cunningham, in that special election in San Diego, he's being investigated. So isn't that amazing? I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't think you make so many points. One of the things we're talking about here is the elephant in the room. If your friends are Republican and you're a Democrat, or if you are a progressive, if you're a liberal, and you have friends, relatives, your significant other, your beloved, and so on, well, what do you do in a case like that? I guess you don't say anything, because if you say, look at how corrupt this administration is, oh, they'll say, well, Democrats are just as corrupt. That's what they'll say. But I don't think they'll be right. At least not recently. They haven't had the opportunity to be as corrupt as the Republicans. And one of the things that we discussed a lot last week was Michael Fox and Rush Limbaugh insulting Michael Fox, Michael J. Fox. And first, Rush apologized for accusing Michael J. Fox of faking his Parkinson's symptoms. And then he said, but he let himself be exploited by the Democrats. And then he has now apologized again for being wrong that Michael J. Fox didn't take his medications, because a side effect of the medications for Parkinson can make you have tremors. You have to, apparently it's not something that's easily, it's like some people who have diabetes, sometimes they can't control it and they have to really work with the meds. Or people who are schizophrenic, they have to work with the right dosage of things and they have to constantly modify it. Well, apparently that's the case with Parkinson. So here is Rush apologizing yet again for being wrong that Michael J. Fox didn't take his medication. He then suggested, and God bless Rush, he then suggested that Michael J. Fox over-medicated himself so that you would really, really, really hate Republicans. I think this is a barometer of how scared the Republicans are. So they take a guy with Parkinson's, and the first thing that happens is Rush insults him and says that he's faking. And then when there's a huge outcry, which, of course, Rush loves because, hey, any publicity is good publicity as far as he's concerned. And maybe this actually benefits Michael J. Fox and the whole Parkinson's issue because it gets all this national attention. So actually, this might be good for Michael J. Fox and the cause. So then Rush, he apologizes. He says, well, he's wrong and Michael J. Fox, he did take his medication, but he's letting himself be shamelessly exploited by the Democrats as Rush is being shamelessly exploited by the Republicans. And then that apology, I don't know, must have required yet another apology. And now Dr. OxyContin apologizes for being wrong that Michael J. Fox didn't take his medication. He then suggested that Fox over-medicated himself, quote, so that you would really, really, really hate Republicans. Well, it's hard to get the dosage just right, I think. So sometimes, you know, you do get a little bit over-medicated, and sometimes you're under-medicated, and certainly it doesn't sound like a very easy disease to deal with. But there's Rush, being a fat, junky bully, himself addicted to OxyContin to the point where he lost his own hearing. So, 349-1320, yet another apology from El Porco Grande. What do you think about that? 866-626-1320. The only good thing is that there's been more publicity for the cause of stem cell research and for Michael J. Fox, actually. I think he has our sympathy. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow traffic moving southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, I-80 and Madison Avenue. It looks like we got a two-car crash, and it's slowing things down all the way down Madison Avenue. Hemlock and Garfield. We also have College Oak Drive at Madison Avenue. Three-car crash there. Westbound 50 at Mather Field Road, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. 70.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels,
how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Thirty-seven on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Wake up, wake up. Are you still asleep? Oh, I have to tell you, in the first week following a time change, the accident rate on the highways usually goes up because we're all suffering from kind of jet lag. That's what they always say. So be particularly careful today and this week when you're driving, okay? Because we don't want to lose we don't want to lose any of you. We don't want to lose even one listener. We're talking about everything. We're talking about the arena that is the details have finally been released, but they're not really much. Anyway, we don't, you know, here, the Maloofs don't want to be part of it. It's a mess. Forget it. You don't want this arena, and it's not going anywhere anyway at the moment. 349-1320. Here's Rush apologizing yet again. He's trying to find the right apology that will resonate, and now he's knocking Michael J. Fox speak, not that he took his that he didn't take his medication, but that he over-medicated himself. Boy, he's going to ride this thing into the sunset, isn't he? Rush never has had so much publicity. But this is also good for the cause of stem cell research, isn't it? 349-1320. Sharon and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, I wondered if Rush overtook his Oxycontin so that he would go deaf and we would feel sorry for him and maybe like him more. Or if he is really good at taking his Viagra and he can time it just so his erections are at the perfect time when he needs to do.
Well, what about his hearing so that we can call him on this particular issue tone deaf?
No kidding. It's just really, really sad.
Well, maybe he and Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney are all having sex with each other. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I read a passage out of the book the other day. It was pretty racy.
Whose book? Whose book? Lynn Cheney's book?
Lynn Cheney's book.
You know, here's the thing. These are such liars. Her bio, she's written about 9 books, and a few of them are steamy, but it only lists 6 of them on her official bio, and it probably doesn't include the steamy ones.
No, I think she was trying to hide that one.
You need windshield wipers to read her books. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate the call. 349-1320. Jerry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. I'm calling because I really think that when somebody gets into politics and makes a political ad, it's ridiculous not to think that you're going to be attacked or criticized.
Well, should you be attacked for your disability? To be attacked by somebody like Rush, that fat pig, to say that you are faking it when you really are, when you are a victim of Parkinson's, to say that you are you're not taking your medication, or now he's saying he's over-medicated, and then he said he faked it. I mean, is that fair game, do you think, Jerry? Have we sunk to that?
Well, if Michael J. Fox has admitted that he's gone without medication in his testimony before.
Yes, but now it turns out that wasn't the case, that he did take his medication. And sometimes you can over-medicate, and sometimes the side effect of the medication is to give you more tremors.
Yeah, did he endorse a candidate or not? Yes.
Well, that isn't the question. The question isn't did he endorse a candidate or didn't he. The question is it fair to make fun of people, to put them down because they are afflicted by a disease that Rush is lucky enough not to be afflicted by? Do you think that that's civilized or even fair?
I think if you get into politics and you want to endorse a candidate, you can't use your disability as a shield from criticism.
Oh, so it's okay to lie about, and it turns out Rush was lying about the about Michael J. Fox, because first he said he wasn't on his medication, and he was on his medication. And then he said he was over med. He was just trying to find something that would stick, because I think they're scared. Rush is scared. Rush, you know, Rush is suffering. If you have too much OxyContin, I understand that one of the side effects is constipation. I believe that in this case, Rush is suffering the opposite effects of being so scared that that constipation for him is not an issue right now, that he's got to go after Michael J. Fox. That's what I think, Jerry.
Well, you know, that illustrates that you really don't have a logical refuge.
Well, no. I mean, you tell me. You tell me how logical it is to go after Michael J. Fox because he has a disability. I think that that is the lowest of the low. When you've got no case to make, that's the only place you can go. You are really low. That's it. So you can, if you want to, in your mind, concoct it so that, hey, anything is fair game. I don't know. You've got to be so in love with Rush Limbaugh that you have lost all reason, huh?
You're misstating what he went after him for. He went after him not because he was disabled, but because he misstated what the problem.
No, he went after him for faking his symptoms of a very serious disease. That is what he did. He went after him for faking the symptoms of a very serious disease. And then when that didn't fly, and it turned out it was because he did take his medication, then Rush wasn't satisfied with that, and he said he over-medicated. So I don't know how you can defend the indefensible, Jerry. God bless you, but, you know, it's you can do, you know, it's like aerobics, mental aerobics, to see you stretching that far. 349-1320, Ray and Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ray.
Hi. My comment on this was that it's pretty consistent that Republican attacks have been against the messenger rather than against the message. That they don't seem to have any viable or believable message at this point. So consistently they'll just denigrate whoever is presenting the Democratic message.
Well, I think that's a good point. That's exactly right. And so they take somebody who's as popular like Michael J. Fox, who they must have considered a threat, and who is not only popular, but he has our empathy, or perhaps our sympathy, because he is afflicted with Parkinson's, and to the point where you can hear it in the voice and you can certainly see it. And so now they've got to say he's a liar. You know what? They're trying to swift boat him just the way they did John Kerry and other candidates.
Exactly. I mean, even again with Charlie Brown. I mean, I've never heard Doolittle come up with anything that truthfully denigrated what Charlie was saying. But you know, they're trying to brand him as a liberal. To my mind, very unbelievably, and you know, as a cohort of Sean Penn and other code pink people. Again, it's attack the messenger, not the message.
Well, because Doolittle has no comeback. Doolittle is so corrupt. He has no defenses, so he's got to go after you. And here's the scandal. The real scandal is not that they are so low, that they sink so low and they're so obvious, but that they are able to bamboozle so many voters. I can't believe it. Have we gotten that dumb? Apparently we have. All right, Ray, I see you're in the car. I'm going to say goodbye, and I thank you for making the point. Good point, actually. What Ray is saying is they don't have a comeback, so they go after it. They don't have a message. Cut and run. You know what I'm thinking of? People who do circumcisions. Cut and run. That's oh, never mind. It's an old vaudeville joke. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So here is Rush trying out more ways to get mileage out of Michael J. Fox. And really, Michael J. Fox is going to be interviewed by, I think, David Gregory on CBS. He's already been interviewed by, NBC, I think, isn't it? I forget who, but I think he's already been interviewed by Katie Couric. And so, guess what? Actually, this is resulting in a lot of... I'm a great believer in taking the lemon and making lemonade out of it. The silver lining here, Michael J. Fox is a big boy, and he can take it. And what it does is it gives him more visibility, and it gives what he is stumping for much more visibility. And I think the thing that Rush is trying to do, which is to pull the rug out from under Michael J. Fox, is not really working. Actually, I think people are more and more supportive as the message more and more gets out. These were a bunch of commercials that were playing in selected locations around the country. So the whole country wasn't aware of them. And now we are. And now we know exactly what a complete pimp and shill for the Republican Party Rush is. He is absolutely a pimp for the Republican Party. The very thing that he accuses Michael J. Fox of being, you know, it's the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. And here's Ken Mellman in the soup, the head of the RNC, Republican National Committee. Was remember they were running race baiting ads. They will go as low as you can go. He was running race baiting ads last week against Representative Harold Ford in Tennessee. And one of the barbs in the ad was that Ford had taken political contributions from porn movie producers. Well, it seems like there's a lot of porn movie producer money to go around, because it turns out that the Republican National Committee is a regular recipient of political contributions from one of the largest producers and distributors of gay porn in the U.S. And it's going right into the Republican Party and into Ken Mellman. And some of the biggest purveyors of porn are some of the most, the bluest chip companies in America, big distributors of porn, you know, through our phone lines and so on, through the Internet and so on. Yes, Huey and Zach, hi, and they're all Republicans. Huey, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, love your show, but you're being real unfair to Rush. I mean, here he's taking on Michael J. Fox, but, you know, he can't be expected to know anything about Parkinson's disease medications. I mean, he only knows about Oxycontin. I mean, you know, give him a break.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, and he doesn't really even know about buying Oxycontin. He sends his housekeeper to do that.
That's right. He sent his maid out to do it, gave her some money and said, hey, bring back the goods.
Of course, if she'd been caught, Rush immediately would have owned up and said, oh, no, she was buying that for me. You know, I mean, we all know what a stand-up guy he is.
Yes, we do.
I mean, I think he looks so bad in this, and I think you're right. I think that...
Yeah, but for talk radio, though, he loves the publicity.
Oh, sure, but I noticed that... Stephanopoulos interviewed Michael J. Fox yesterday, and they invited Rush to come on the show, and he declined, because he's like a lot of bullies and cowards. He can't stand up to any scrutiny, and I think at the end of the day, I think this is, if I were the talent campaign in Missouri, I would be looking for ways to shut him up right now, because I think he's got to be hurting them by the just, you know, sleazy way.
It'll be very interesting to see what effect that had on that campaign. Because what the Republican Party is also doing in that campaign is helping out, sending as much money to the district, not the Republican Party, the government, headed by the Republicans, is trying to send as much help as possible to that district, to that particular race, and to those people who live in that district.
Oh yeah, no, that's the usual incumbency game, you know, and they're trying to do that. But you see, at the end of the day, though, a lot of, and I'm not talking about the nutcases, I'm talking about the Midwestern Main Street Republicans, and a lot of those folks are going to be embarrassed by a buffoon like Rush Limbaugh, and I have to think, and a lot of them have relatives who have diseases like Parkinson's disease. And I happen to think that at the end of the day, it's going to hurt talent, and it's going to help McCaskill enough to put her over the top.
Well, you know what? I really hope you're right. It's going to be very interesting, and it'll certainly give us some indication of what works and what doesn't. I'm very intrigued to know what happens in that particular race.
But you got to cut him some slack. He only knows about Oxycontin, so just remember that.
I'm going to try. Thank you, okay. Huey. 349-1320, Don in Ione. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to comment on the Parkinson's thing. I don't know if I heard you say it all, but he was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos on Sunday, and
Michael J. Fox was, right?
Yeah, it was really good, I think. I think he made a fool out of Rush Limbaugh without even trying. I mean, his intent was not to, you know, badmouth him. But he had great positions, and he was really funny, too. I mean, despite the fact that he couldn't sit still, he did really well. I think his point was very succinct, and he did a really good job. But I think in the outcome of it, I think Rush Limbaugh did not look good because of the way he did his presentation during the interview. It was really quite good.
Well, and Rush is mean-spirited. The truth about Rush is, in private, he's painfully shy. He's not the blustery bloviator that you hear on the air. I have seen him in private. I've only met him once, but he's very, very painfully shy. But I think he looks like I think he cheapened himself. I mean, I really think he was despicable, and I think we even you know, where the general population, you can't even go too low anymore. You know what a word you don't ever hear anymore? Vulgar. You do not hear the word vulgar because you cannot break it out of the rest of the society. So even Rush, I think, did himself more harm than good, is my guess. Don, we're going to have to leave it there. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Ah, yes. I believe somewhere along I-5 there is a big rig that had OxyContin and what's that other thing that Rush Limbaugh has a problem with? Oh, yeah. Viagra.
With that big rig standing straight up?
Actually, Deshaun, who's my partner in training right now, said crack, but I don't think so. Anyway, poor Rush. Bradshaw Road to Jackson Road. We have a three-car crash. Eastbound I-80 just west of 65. Westbound 50 just west of Zinfandel. College Oak at Madison Avenue. Those are all two- and three-car crashes. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The more... Play perfectly.
I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal Internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
'56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and we are talking about lots of things, and we're talking about Rush Limbaugh issuing yet another apology to Michael J. Fox. This time, first it was he was acting, then he was not taking his medication, under-medicated, now he's over-medicated. Rick in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rick.
Yes, it seems like you're a little bit obsessed with Rush. You talked about Rush like he's some kind of a elected official or something, but he's just another radio talk show host. I would love to have you talk about issues like Charlie Brown, for example. Do you know that he opposes gay marriage and he's for people to own guns? Isn't that against your beliefs?
What? What did you just say?
Did you read the paper about Charlie Brown? He opposes gay marriage.
Well, I didn't see that part of it, but...
Yeah, it was in the paper, and he's also for people to own guns.
That's okay. So if he wants to do that, that's fine. Are you going to vote for Charlie Brown?
You never talk about issues. All you do is spend all your time ranting and raving about Rush. Like, who cares? He's just another talk show host.
You know, if you call me, you know what, Rick? You call me every day to tell me that I don't.
KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The U.S. commander in Iraq wants more. CBS News has learned General George Casey is expected to recommend that the size of Iraqi security forces, already near their goal of 325,000, be increased by as much as a third.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland is a CBS News military consultant. He's been to Iraq.
We are encountering, of course, the insurgents. We're still dealing with elements of Al-Qaeda. There, frankly, is a large, enormous criminal problem in Iraq, but the deadly problem that has come up late, of course, is intersectarian violence.
That violence claimed more than 80 Iraqi lives today, and the U.S. military death toll for the month rose to 101. General Casey is also expected to ask for more money to equip the Iraqis with armored vehicles and heavier weapons.
I'm Peter Mayer in Sugarland, Texas. As the October U.S. death toll in Iraq surpasses 100, President Bush is making next week's election a referendum on his war strategy.
Democrat goal is to get out of Iraq. The Republican goal is to win in Iraq.
Mr. Bush avoided any direct mention of the heavy U.S. casualties, but he said the fighting is tough. Many Democrats are also framing next week's vote as a decision on the future course of the U.S. presence in Iraq. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Sugarland, Texas.
The key seats are everywhere. Every district matters equally.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia's Center for Politics, says it looks right now like the Democrats will gain a majority in the House, but the Senate, 8 days out, is a toss-up. KFC is the latest major restaurant chain to make the transition from cooking oil with trans fat to a healthier alternative. KFC says it's switching to soybean oil at all 5,500 outlets in the United States and claims customers won't know the difference. There was a public hearing today on a proposal that would make New York City the first city in the nation to ban trans fat from restaurant meals. These New York consumers think that goes too far.
People should be responsible for what they do themselves, and it's not the government's business. If a restaurant wants to use it, let them use it. Let them tell the people that they're using it, and then everyone has to make their own decision.
In Southern California, investigators are questioning two men in connection with the deadly wildfire that burned across 63 square miles. It's 90% contained now. Goodyear Tire and Rubber says it will close its plant in Tyler, Texas, eliminating 1,100 jobs. It's one of 15 Goodyear plants where union workers are on strike, in part to prevent factory shutdowns. In Winston-Salem, CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports another big textile company is cutting back.
VF Jeanswear is the largest maker of jeans in the world for brands that include Wrangler, Lee, Riders, and Rustler. In announcing the layoff of some 400 workers here in North Carolina, the company notes it's the last major apparel maker to send production overseas.
Most of the work will go to Central America. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial's down 3 points, the Nasdaq gained 13. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Kohl's Half Price Sale, where great styles are half off throughout the store. I'm here with fashion stylist Alexa, chatting about great coats.
Why buy just a basic coat? Go for one in a fashion length this season.
Especially at half price.
For sure, treat them like an accessory. The fitted three-quarter length can dress up any outfit. Add a crop jacket to the mix this year, too. Very chic.
Very savvy at Kohl's Half Price Sale. Save 50% on fashion for you and your home this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Recent figures suggest that home sales are picking up again because prices have come down. But in the Detroit area, where the housing bubble really burst, CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick found they have a long way to come back.
3 years ago, RE/MAX agent Rob Scalise would have sold this four-bedroom home in
probably 10 days.
But after a year on the market, he's reduced the cost in offering cash back at closing. Owner Brian Kurtz may even go one further.
I've been considering actually buying someone's place in order for them to buy ours.
New home builders are also offering in incentives. Kathy Toth of Real Estate One in Ann Arbor.
Cars are being given away. All appliances are included.
By one estimate, there are nearly 25% more homes on the market this year than last. Values are down, and realtors here don't expect to see higher prices for another 2 to 3 years. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Detroit.
In the Phoenix market, by contrast, luxury homes are selling well and at higher prices, some above $5 million. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Just in time for the
weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Breaking news, new polls. Oh, my goodness, here it is. In the 11th Congressional District, the newest poll that we have has McNerney at 48%. and Pombo at 46%. And the newest poll we have has, and this is dated October 30th, which is today, has Doolittle at 49% and Charlie Brown at 46%. 49% Doolittle, 46% Charlie Brown. We have 8 days to make up that shortfall in this poll. It is so close. Now, I have to assume in most polls, the statistical margin, the margin of error is usually 3 or 4%. So if that's the case, you have a statistical dead heat with Charlie and with Doolittle. And you have that certainly with McNerney and Pombo, only in that case McNerney trends up and Pombo trends down. Any comments you want to make about that? I think that's fantastic. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So in the polls that are now dated October the 30th, and it's called Constituents Dynamics, and I don't know, you know, I'm assuming they're reputable. But there's a bunch of different polls, and those are the polls. So I'd love your thoughts about that. I want to remind you, if you want to make a contribution, campaign contribution is quite easy to do it online. But if you'd rather come here, we're happy to stamp your envelope. It's on us. We are happy to provide the envelope. We'll help you address it, and we'll walk it right out the front door to the post box. Now, if you're in Oprah's audience, she gives you a debit card. Sometimes it's worth $1,000, and she wants you to give it to charity. So you have the how good it feels to give experience, and she's given her audience cards. We aren't Oprah. We wish we were, but we're not. And so we're gonna stamp your letter and take care of your donation and make sure that it gets to the place that it's supposed to go. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Let's head over to the phones. Oh, and I want to remind you a couple of things. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. If you've missed an interview, if you've missed a show and you want to access it, you can do it, White Rose Society, one word, whiterosesociety.org. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. I think we probably still have some Durston t-shirts that we're giving away. And by the way, we are located at 5345 Madison Avenue between Hemlock and Garfield. And Sunday I'm going to be speaking at Temple Or Rishon, and that is in Orangevale, 7755 Hazel. Sunday morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. God, I hope I'm up. And it's free if you want to come. 349-1320. Tony in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tony.
Hi, good evening. I wanted to talk about, are you aware of the daily, is it COSE? Is that
I am. I don't look at it as much as I probably should, but tell me, what does it say?
Well, today there's a story from Florida, and it has about several hundred posts actually added to it. Broward County, Florida, which is a Fort Lauderdale, it's a very populous county in Florida. The machines, they've already started voting.
Oh, I've already been talking about that. See, that's why you can't miss even a little bit of Enid Live. We've already been there, Tony, in Broward County.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right. But so you're telling us that there were voting glitches and voting irregularities.
That's why we need to vote for Deborah Bowen for Secretary of State, not for this Republican, because he's for the Diebold machine.
That's true. And Deborah Bowen will be our guest tomorrow at 4 o'clock, so I hope you're not at work.
I'll make a point to listen.
Are you going to be at work at 4 o'clock?
I'll make it a point to listen.
Okay, we stream live, or you can access the show on one of on whiterosesociety.org. But thank you anyway, Tony. I appreciate it. Bye. See? The Department of the Redundancy Department, 349-1320. Dennis and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. Enjoy the show. I have been since you started. There's going to be a lot of feelings for when people wake up on November 8th and look at the paper and the Republicans still control the House and the Senate.
Well, they might. I hope not, but that could happen.
With this black box voting, I will guarantee that the Democrats are not going to win it. I'll guarantee it, and I'll bet anybody any amount of money on that.
I hope you're wrong, but it is everybody's fear, I have to say.
You know, Kerry was way ahead in Ohio, and then all of a sudden he was losing.
That's also true. That was also true of Max Cleland in Georgia.
Yeah,
he was way ahead, and then he lost by a lot.
That's right. Hagel in Nebraska. You can look at Georgia. I mean, you people are fooling yourselves if you think they're going to allow any kind of change. Man, you people, man, if you haven't woke up the last two elections, I don't know what will wake you up.
Well,
yeah, you guys go out and vote, and you guys pretend like you guys have some kind of say in this matter. It's already been decided.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to vote?
I vote green.
You vote green?
I always vote green.
Okay. All right, Dennis. Well, at least you're voting, and I thank you very much. 349-1320, Ken in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Enid. I'd like to discuss with you the Diebold voting machines and my experience of voting as a blind person using these machines.
Yes, please.
Okay. First of all, I should say also that I'm a member of the National Federation of the Blind, and I advocated very heavily for the Diebold machines before the president of the company made the comment that he made.
Which is that he was a Bush pioneer and he would do whatever it took to elect Dickey.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel like a fool in that sense. But in my voting, for two elections, there have been Diebold voting machines in my polling place. And in both cases, I was not able to use the machine. The audio didn't work.
Do you know that there have been machines delivered where the audio is only in Vietnamese? And this is in Yolo County, I believe.
Well, well.
Yeah, so the audio did not work, so you could not know who you were voting for.
Now, the more interesting thing was the response that I got when I called outraged. I called the headquarters of National Federation of the Blind, which I'm, you know, a proud member of. And I said, look, you know, this is what happened. And the tech person on the other end said, oh, well, you just didn't turn on the audio panel. Now, what would have happened if I had insisted on turning on the audio panel or whatever, if I had insisted on manipulating something in the back of the machine? I would have been accused of, you know, election tampering, you know, any number.
Are you what is supposed to happen when you are voting as a blind person? What's the politically correct term here? Do we call you sightless? How do we do this?
No, blind is what we are.
Okay.
Okay. What is supposed to happen is rather than using the touch screen, you have a numeric keypad. And it says to vote for such and so, push number one, to vote for, you know, push number two, so on. You follow the prompts.
Okay, so it's an audio prompt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have used two or three different kinds of voting machines, the Diebold, the Sequoia, and there was one other one which I forget, Vote something, but I can't remember the name of it. They have all these machines at these various, you know, at various conventions of the National Federation of the Blind for you to try, and you try whichever one is going to be in your county. But you know, as for the problem of voting in private, and so these machines are to help you. To that end, I can see it, but it's really, and my NFB friends are going to get mad at me for saying this, it wasn't really that big a problem, because what you did was either you trusted a polling worker, or you brought a friend or your spouse that you could
trust. It's not like having sex in public. I mean, I don't know what this whole big deal is about, because there are a lot of people who need some help, especially if there are language issues and so on. But but when the audio part is working, is it in your, do other people hear it, or is it just an earphone?
No, you wear headphones.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, ideally it should work fine, and I have to trust that in the coming years that things are going to be, you know, less polarized. And that these machines will, I hope, these machines will work.
You know, I have no problem with a paper ballot, none whatsoever. Can you negotiate a paper ballot without too much difficulty?
With help, sure.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know why these voting machines were needed, except
I can tell you.
To get the vote, you know, to get the count.
Bob Ney was behind it, and Diebold is in his district, and Bob Ney has been hauled off to the pokey because of all this Abramoff taint and scandal.
Okay.
And part of it, and this was the idea was, and then they wanted for people for the who are blind, they wanted to have one machine in each polling place that had no paper trail. They're fighting a paper trail, and I'm not sure exactly why, but there's some sort of concoction. They don't.
If you know about computer science, you would a paper trail wouldn't help either. So, I mean, if a machine is rigged, it's going to be rigged to create a false paper trail too.
Well, that may very well be. Everybody's hoping that that would be some solace, but
Anyway.
Ken, I thank you very much for calling and sharing your experience with us. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Marjorie in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marge.
Hi, Enid. For those who still have their parade magazines from Sunday, and if they haven't looked on page 6 yet, there's a picture, a photo of Rush Limbaugh. Look at his eyes. This guy is on something, or he's demented, and we know he's both.
Oh, Marjorie, you're so mean. Thank you very much. 349-1320. Timothy in Newcastle, carrying coals, too. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Timothy.
Hi, Tim.
Yes, welcome.
Hi. I like to say that I hate the voting machine.
Why?
Because they sicken me, and they're inefficient and inaccurate.
Have you used any of the voting machines?
Excuse me?
Have you used any of the voting, the e-voting machines?
Yes, I used some 2 years ago.
Where are you, Timothy? You got a lot of background ambient sound there.
I know. I hate it. It's my child's having to sleep over, and I hate them all.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be worse on Halloween. All right. I thank you for the call. Was that a sleepover, do you think? Or was mayhem happening in that place? Were they in training for Halloween and screaming at the... So we're talking about this new poll out. And here is Charlie Cook from Cook's Report. Let me see what he has to say, because he's pretty well respected and he's nonpartisan. He's saying, with the election just 8 days away, there are no signs that this wave is abating, meaning from the Democratic wave. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't think you can count your chickens before they're hatched. And for many of you who called in to say... with e-voting and the allegations and the suspicions that there's been a lot of election fraud in the last couple of presidential elections, you can't take anything for granted here. And you could sign up to be a poll worker, although it's probably too late now. Anyway, so Charlie Cook, who's pretty well respected, says there's no signs that this wave is abating, barring a dramatic event. And don't put past the Republicans some kind of a terror alert. Barring a dramatic event, we are looking at the prospect of GOP losses in the House of at least 20 to 35 seats, possibly more, and at least 4 in the Senate, with 5 or 6 most likely. If independents vote in fairly low numbers, as is customary in midterm elections, losses in the House will be on the lower end of that range, but if they turn out at a higher than normal level, their strong preference for Democrats in most races would likely push the GOP House losses to or above the upper levels. The dynamics we are seeing, says Charlie Cook, this year are eerily similar to those of 1994. The president and party are different, so are the issues, but the dynamics are comparable, he says. In 1994, Democrats were in trouble because of tax increases, a failed health plan, and the crime bill. Read guns. There were also a myriad of scandals that started in the late 1980s and moved voters, including many Democrats, to reject the party's candidates, including some once popular incumbents. This year, it is the war in Iraq and scandals. For conservatives, the list also includes the Mark Foley affair, immigration, high government spending, and high deficits. For Democrats and independents, stem cell research and Terri Schiavo round out the list. Finally, it would seem that voters of all ideological stripes feel that the GOP-led Congress has become dysfunctional. Well, dysfunctional would be a kind way of putting it. 349-1320, Terry in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, good. Hey, I was just calling. I've heard some of the ads that are going around for... regarding the Democrats, they don't seem to have hard-hitting ads like the Republicans, especially on things such as moral values and things of that nature. It just seems like, especially the Pombo, I listened to him on C-SPAN, and it seems like he just didn't have answers to really hit the audience pretty hard on.
Well, he's a Republican. He's not a Democrat. Pombo's the incumbent.
Well, I know Pombo's the incumbent, but the guy that was running against Pombo, his ads didn't. I mean, just when he spoke, it doesn't seem like he had any really great answers for Pombo. And so, and plus there was other ads that I think the Democrats could really use that could really bring home the message about their culture of corruption. It just didn't seem very hard hitting to me.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on each person's campaign. I think Charlie Brown's doing a pretty good job. And I thought he was good in the debate. I haven't seen Pombo and McNerney debate each other, but McNerney has got a doctorate. He's an interesting person to talk to, and we did have him on the show last week. But, you know, I'm with you in that the Democrats are not able to craft as muscular a message as the Republicans have been able to do. So if that's what you're saying, I agree with you, Terry. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, I just want to tell you something, Enid, when you mentioned earlier all the background noise and mayhem. I mean, a sleepover is pretty much mayhem.
Oh, you know. It is?
Well, yeah, I mean, all you have to... I think I got Bush's hotline here. We can just ask him.
Well, who is he sleeping over with? The Tabs have them in divorce court. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but no byline, so it's a made-up story.
No, probably Dick Cheney would be my guess. All right, northbound Cab Center Freeway just north of Arden Way. We have a three-car crash. Southbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue. And a two-car crash westbound 50 just east of Stockton Boulevard. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm...
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The 23rd Annual Auction Gala, food, wine, music. It benefits the El Dorado Women's Center, Saturday, October 28th at 6 p.m. For details, call 530-644-8760. Hundreds of items up for bid, silent and a live auction. You get a chance to bid on vacation getaways, personal chef dinners, fabulous food and wine, Saturday, October 28th. For details, 530-644-8760. Hollywood in the Hills, benefiting the El Dorado Women's Center.
This is Ed Asner. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635,
sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Tell you what
it's all about. 6:25 on the Monday edition of Enid Live as we limp home on a Monday. Oh, God, it's Monday. But tomorrow's Halloween. Oh, no. What are we going to dress up as? Oh. 349-1320, 866, 620-6-1320. What we're talking about, and this is breaking news, new polls out, a bunch of them, and it has, essentially, it has Jerry McNerney a couple of points. This is called, this is from an outfit, and I hope they're reliable, called Constituent Dynamics. And that poll has got McNerney ahead of Pombo by 2 points. So remember now, a statistical dead heat. And it's got Charlie Brown trailing Doolittle by 3 points. Now, the Doolittle campaign put out polls that had a 10-point spread. The Charlie Brown campaign, their internal polling had a 2-point spread. So this is 3 points, which statistically, usually the margin of error is 3 or 4%. 349-1320-866-620-6-1320. Isn't that interesting? All right. Here's Time Magazine now, and here, this is just in from Time. Can this machine be trusted? Is the headline. The U.S.'s new voting systems are only as good as the people who program and use them, which is why next week could be interesting. A woman walked into a polling place in Peoria, Illinois last week and proceeded to use one of the new electronic voting machines set up for early voting. She logged on, went through each contest, and seemed to be making her choices. After reviewing each race, the machine checked to see if she was satisfied with her selection and wanted to move on. Each time, she pressed yes, and the machine progressed to the next race. When she was done, a waving American flag appeared on the screen, indicating that her votes had been cast and recorded. But there was a problem. The woman had not made any choices at all. She had only browsed. Now, when she told the election judges she was ready to do it again, but this time actually vote, they told her it was too late. Pressing the last button, they said, is like dropping your ballot in an old-fashioned ballot box. There is no getting it back. So what? So this. In 1 week, more than 80 million Americans will go to the polls, and a record number of them, 90%, will either cast their vote on a computer or have it tabulated that way. Now, you remember the seniors that had so much trouble with the butterfly ballot in Florida? Oh, my God. When that many people collide with that many high-tech devices, there are going to be problems. Some will be machine malfunctions. Some would come from sabotage by poll workers or voters themselves. But in a venture this large, trouble is most likely to come from just plain human error, a fact often overlooked in an environment as charged and conspiratorial as America is in today. Now, you know that blackboxvoting.org has a 254-year-old woman with $12 worth of tools that they bought at the hardware store and 4 extra minutes on their hands, went in and altered one of these machines. They went in and they did all kinds of stuff to it, and they did it in 4 minutes flat. So I can't imagine that we're not going to have major chaos. And worse than major chaos, what we have always had in this country is the certainty that when you cast your ballot, it counted. There was never a question of, is this an honest count, is it not an honest count? Maybe in Chicago, you know, where dead people routinely voted and where they voted early and often. Everybody was admonished in Chicago to vote early and often. But typically, you felt like your vote really counted. And now, I don't think many of us have the sense that our votes do count. Do we have that sense? 349-1320? 866-626-1320? There's a lot of e-voting. I don't know in my district whether there's e-voting or there's not. But there are always optical scanners, and can they be doctored? Can they malfunction? Can people mess around with those? Can they hack into the optical scanning system? I mean, I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. I wonder if any of us know the answer to that. And I want to share this with you too, because this is definite confirmation that we are in a new time and a new place. Thrift shops won't even take typewriters anymore. They're becoming quaint collectibles, I think. You can't find carbon paper, probably. I saw somebody giving away those strips that correct type kind of strips for typewriters. So all of that technology is ancient history. But there's a new report out, and it's kind of troubling, actually. circulation at the nation's largest newspapers plunged over the last 6 months. According to figures just released today, the decline, one of the steepest on record, adds to the woes of a mature industry beset by layoffs and the possible sale of some of its flagships. Overall, average daily circulation for 770 newspapers was 2.8% lower in the six-month period before September 30 than in the comparable period last year. Circulation for 619 Sunday papers fell by 3.4%, but some papers fared much worse. The L.A. Times, which I think is a wonderful newspaper, I like reading it a lot, it lost 8% of its daily circulation and 6% of its Sunday circulation. The Boston Globe, owned by the New York Times Company, lost almost 7% of its daily circulation and almost 10% on Sunday. The New York Times is one of the few major papers whose circulation held steady over the last few reporting periods, did not emerge unscathed this time, as daily and Sunday circulation each fell 3.5%, and the Washington Post suffered similar declines. The Wall Street Journal's new weekend edition, just over a year old, lost almost 7% of its circulation from a year ago. What does this tell us? What does this mean? What does this say about what people are getting in the society? I think if you check with most people, they're getting a lot of their information from radio, from talk radio, from television news. Television news is a very superficial entity. Even the all cable, you know, the cable news channel, CNN and so on, you're only getting very short bursts of a story to find out what really is going on. You've got to read a newspaper to find out in any kind of depth at all. Or you're going to have to go online and go to the English newspapers, and they're lots of fun to read. And they are serious publications, most of them. Even the junky ones are better written than some of our more, you know, medium kind of papers. Lydia in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Well, my comment is, it's our fault, basically. I'm just as frustrated with everyone else with the Republican administration. But for years and years and years, the United States government, both Democrat and Republican, have gone into other countries and put our leaders in power, or have removed Democratic leaders from power, and our government is doing the same thing to us that they've done to other countries.
I'm not following you. In other words, what are you saying? What does this have to do with voting? I'm not following the.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. My dog's barking. Say it again.
Well, maybe your dog would like to weigh in on this subject. Lydia, what are you saying? What's the point you're making? Is this to do with voting? Are you saying?
It has to do with voting because our government, our political leaders have gone into Chile and removed the democratically elected representative back in 1973. We had a hand in putting Saddam Hussein in power. So we've gone into other countries and manipulated their political process, and now our own government is doing it to us. So even though I'm a Democrat and I'm very frustrated with the Republican administration, we should have been outraged that we allowed our government to manipulate other countries' political process, and now they're turning around and doing the same thing to us.
Okay, all right, I see the argument that you were making. But do you have any confidence when you go to the polls that your vote is going to be honestly recorded?
Absolutely no confidence. I'm still going to vote. There's no question about it. I'm trying to get the word out to, you know, have people say to ask for paper ballot if that's possible. Let them know about the corruptions that's been taking place, about the Diebold machines and what have you. So if we give up and don't vote, they're winning again.
I agree with you. And I'll quote Gandhi for the 80 millionth time. Anything you do is ultimately insignificant, but it is very important that you do it. I thank you very much for the call, Lydia. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Ah, yes, in Sacramento, our traffic and our streets are just backed up. Northbound, southbound 99, very slow due to a couple of crashes going either way, especially Cap City Freeway northbound at Arden Way. That three-car crash is stopping traffic down, and I have to leave in 23 minutes, to be exact, and I'm going to be going that way. So please, let's hurry it up a little bit. Northbound Cap City Freeway at Peace Street, hit and run, capital of California. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
What's your sunny day with tonight's At AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left-handed listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 3:39 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel. You can join the conversation. We're not giving you $1,000 debit cards like Oprah is, but we're giving you zillions of dollars worth of programming and information on Enid Live and a t-shirt, and we'll stamp your envelope too if you make a contribution to a good political candidate. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Oh, we are talking about voting, and we are talking about voting machines, and we are talking about these new polls that have just been released today that have really Doolittle and Charlie Brown in a statistical dead heat, and Pombo and McNerney, although McNerney is a little bit ahead. Same thing. Statistical dead heat. This is just going to be an amazing election, and I hope we get an honest count. And at the same time, this is a story that makes me sad, because I began life, and like to think I continue it even though I don't, as a writer. And watching newspapers, major newspapers, see their circulation plunge is not a happy sight.
The Wall Street Journal was the one paper that managed to hold steady, and even now it has gone down 3.5%. And I have to tell you, I just got a notice from the newspaper that they're raising their rates. The Washington Post or the New York Times. So then here's a new Wall Street Journal's new weekend edition, which is just over a year old, and it lost almost 7% of its circulation from last year. What does that tell us? Both the New York, both the L.A. Times, which took a big hit, Boston Globe took a big hit, have been news lately as potential owners expressed interest in buying them, and also potential owners want to do huge cutbacks in reporters. So you know what? You have the shell of a newspaper. The one newspaper that's doing well is the New York Post, which is a lot of fun to read. It's a real tabloid. It's a real snarky publication, and I guess they're doing well. It's cheap. It's easy to. It's very portable and. People like reading it, I guess. Sergio in Victorville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, yeah, I'm calling. Hey, maybe the newspapers need to adapt maybe to the new communities. I think maybe the fact that they're not focusing on the new readers, whether they be immigrants or not, maybe, for example, the Los Angeles Times can do a Spanish version of that. But anyway, that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling because we were talking about the disappointment regarding the voting or not being satisfied or feeling like your votes are being counted.
Right.
One of the things that my wife and I kind of do is one of us actually registers as a Republican and the other one as a Democrat. That way we get both sides of the issue. But also, we also try to vote absentee as much as we can because that way you'll get the whole card and then that way you can kind of actually feel
you
like
would,
you
would you would think so. You would think so, Sergio. But it's counterintuitive. I remember Bev Harris, who runs blackboxvoting.org, saying that actually that's no guarantee because sometimes they put them in a box and they don't vote them. They don't count them until. Much like, I don't know, that there's some problem that doesn't make it the safe solution it appears to be. That's all I remember her saying, and I've forgotten now what the reasons were. She thought that we couldn't put our trust into absentee ballots either, although maybe that's better than the e-voting.
Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, I do like your show. I just found it about a week ago. I'm driving up here on the 15 freeway heading towards Victorville down here in Southern California, and you're definitely a better hearing than those bozos we have down here in Southern California. So.
Sergio, is one of you actually a Republican and one of you actually a Democrat, or you just register that way?
No, we are registered. Well, my wife kind of leans more Republican, but I think it's more of the social aspect of it as opposed to the fiscal aspect of it. But, you know, she always sees my point of view as well, so that's good.
Oh, that's good. And I think what I want to say is that the absentee ballots tend to get counted last.
Yeah, they do, especially because sometimes when I do take the absentees, I take them on the actual voting day, like next Tuesday, I'll end up taking the absentee ballot, so I don't mail them in early, because I want to make sure I vote to the last minute, just in case something does happen.
I thank you, Sergio, for the call, right. And I'm glad you're voting. Thanks very much. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20, Justin in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Justin.
Hey, Enid, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to weigh on both the newspaper and the voting issue. First of all, I think the newspapers are just they're basically obsolete these days for a couple reasons. One of the reasons is that they're so bland and watered down in a lot of cases, and they don't take they don't really come out with any sort of passion with anything they're reporting on a lot of instances. So they're not very entertaining to read in most cases. But also, they have to, they're kind of subject to their advertisers like any of the mainstream media in the sense that, they're not really going to criticize anybody who advertises with them and things like that.
So you feel that you cannot trust the newspaper for those reasons?
Yeah, I don't trust any of the mainstream media anymore because I've gone on and researched a lot of stuff that's always said and even in newspapers, and they all lie in a lot of instances. You know, newspapers not as much obviously as cable news.
Well, who are you trusting? Who are you trusting for the true story on something, on an issue?
Well, I usually go online and check all the different points of view, and then I look to what I can verify, based on what facts are out there in the public record, and then I go from there. So I usually form my own opinion based on my own research. And don't usually take any one particular
story. You know, there was a story over this weekend or last weekend, I can't remember, Wall Street Journal, that weekend edition, where they're trying to download paperbacks or books, you know, so you carry your computer. And it's so complicated. It's so easy to carry a book around. I don't think we need to improve on that. So, I don't know that some of this e-stuff is very much of an improvement. Books are really portable.
It depends on what you're used to, you know. Like, for me, I've been using computers since I was 11 years old. It's second nature. It's easier for me to load an e-book onto my Palm Pilot and read it on there than it is to carry a book around. But obviously, you know, you're not...
Yeah, but how long does it take to load a book up onto your Palm Pilot? Can your Palm Pilot have that much memory, or are you just reading short books?
No, yeah, I can load probably hundreds of books onto my Palm if I wanted to. And, you know, even videos and stuff. But that's not the point. What the point is that, you know, it's easy for me to do it. It's comfortable for me to do it. But, you know, people who aren't used to it, it's going to, you know, there's going to be a lot more frustration there. You know, going online and getting news and trying to sort through all the misinformation out there, because obviously there's more misinformation on the net than there is in the newspapers.
Well, at the risk of sounding like your mother, Justin, here's what I want to say. Don't forget that there's low-level radiation emanating from all these monitors and cell phones, too. So, you know, and who knows what the cumulative effect of it is, whereas if you are reading a book... there isn't any, we hope, unless you stuck it in a vat of uranium. There's not that problem with a book, Justin.
And the electronic scan machines. I have read a lot about instances in the past where, you know, people claim to be able to hack those, you know, in terms of the central tabulators and stuff like that. And from everything I've read, they're every bit as easily hackable as the electronic voting machines that you would actually touch. It's just a little bit harder to demonstrate because your average person isn't going to be able to get their hands on a central tabulator machine to demonstrate that kind of thing.
Wait. You're saying what is as hackable as an electronic voting machine, the optical scanner?
Yeah, the optical scanners and central tabulators and stuff.
Oh, so they're all you can hack all of them?
Anything that's electronic you can hack. It's just a matter of how difficult it is and how difficult it would be to do quickly to where nobody would notice. But anything electronic is hackable. It's just a matter of the skill level of the person who's trying to do it and the amount of time they have to do it.
All right, Justin. Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate having it, and it makes me sad. I'm so sorry. I was hoping that there were some small protections, but who knows what's going to... Thanks, Justin.
I would challenge the government to be able to prove that they can come up with a system that would...
How about the old paper ballots and then people count them? I don't know what they used to do, but whatever they used to do, it seemed to work for a lot of years.
That's the one instance where I would choose paper over electronics.
We finally found one thing. Okay, Justin, I thank you for the call. See, electronic isn't necessarily, it's newer, but not necessarily better. Mark in Roseville, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
I was just calling to bag on the newspapers. I don't care if they die. I won't miss them. I mean, they are obsolete, and frankly, it's just a waste to me. If you read the articles, I don't get anything but opinion out of them anyway. I rarely get actual facts. And granted, facts aren't really, they don't really pull you into the article. It's not as much fun to read it when they dress it up and create all their little...
So what do you read if you're not... Where do you get... First of all, what newspapers were you reading and find wanting? Which ones?
Let's see. Grew up in another state and found both of those seriously lacking. That would be the Salt Lake Tribune and the Deseret News, although the Tribune was better. And then here in Sacramento Bee, I think News and Review is actually a better read than the Sacramento Bee. And it's free.
And what about, some people feel that way. What about the New York Times? What about the... the LA Times, some of the Washington Post, which all that stuff you can see online, The Guardian.
Right.
In London, do you read any of those?
When you get them a few days later when they actually release the articles as opposed to making you pay for them or subscribe?
No, I think they're all free. They're all free. New York Times is free online, and so is the Washington Post free. They might want you to register, but they're all for free.
Well, I think they make you pay for the day of, don't they?
Nope, not in my experience. Mm-mm. So tell me, where are you getting your information from then?
Basically online. I just jump around and, I don't know, I'm pretty much happen to go to multiple sources and then compare them and try to weed out the water and keep the facts.
Well, I think that's a good thing to do. And with online capability, everybody can go looking around. But the thing is that there's got to be a way. Where you're going online are basically, tell me, give me some websites where you're going online.
I don't want to sound like too lefty, but yeah, Crooks and Liars, I go to program summaries for a couple of the KGO in San Francisco.
Right.
I go to their program summaries. They usually have good links to some news that I like reading on.
Okay.
I get a lot of it from talk radio. I don't watch news on the television at all.
Who are you listening to? Who are you listening to in talk radio? Are you listening to conservative or progressive, or who are you listening to?
Mainly progressive. If I can find anybody on the in-between, I prefer that. But I prefer progressive to conservative by far.
Well, let me just, since you seem to are doing a pretty decent job in informing yourself, I mean, you're going to do it the way you're going to do it, but don't write off newspapers. If nothing else, they can help round out the picture.
I won't write off journalists.
Well, what's the distinction?
The journalist is actually the one who's intrepid and is going to try and write the article, whereas
right.
the newspaper is, they have editors and producers and so on and so forth
right.
that are more interested in what's red than what's black and white.
Well, yes and
red
no.
Red the color, not red as in literate.
Red all over? You mean black mm-hmm. and white and red all over? How old are you?
30.
You're 30. I don't know. I think you are too, I think you're too tough on your assessment. There are good reporters and not so good reporters, but, they're very proud of getting the facts in the top quality newspapers. And I think you need to read those as a balance against some of the other stuff. And talk radio, let me say, reporters are paid not to tender their opinions. In talk radio, you are paid for your opinions. So talk radio is quintessentially an opinion medium. I like to think that we do it on the basis of all the facts we can muster here.
Right, but,
I wouldn't use that as your, I think you ought to be looking at other things as well.
How many times do you see the word alleged in a report?
Well, that's for legal purposes. That something has been alleged. That the one says it's yellow and the other says it's blue. And then
they're so interested in meeting their deadline and getting it to press first because they think that the first person who is going to read
it.
What is it? Where,
you've got it wrong, Mark. You think you know it, but you don't know it. It's way more complicated than that, and it's way more nuanced than that. And what I will agree with you on is, especially in these Bush years, you had people saying one thing's black and one thing's red, and then they would never tell you what the facts were. They just said this side alleged this and that side alleged that. But I do thank you for the call. I'm glad you're doing research. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our traffic slows southbound 99, I-5 and J Street, as I suspected. We have a three-car crash over there stopping traffic down I-80 Madison Avenue. That's been cleaned up. It looks like traffic's still a little bit slow. And downtown by the Capitol, a couple-car crash down there stopping all those one-ways that's happening down there, you know. Northbound Cap City Freeway at P Street, another hit and run. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LeftChannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind, America.
live and local. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six on the pre-Halloween, although it's always Halloween around here, edition of Enid Live. I'm yours for just a few minutes more, and one of you just emailed me, guess what? Charlie Brown is mentioned on the CBS Evening News tonight, the network news, I think. So I'm delighted, and again, that poll that just was released was really good news. It puts Charlie and Doolittle at a statistical dead heat. I'm just thrilled about that, and here's a video on Charlie as well. So you can probably find it online if you go to CBS News, and I think the CBS Evening News is already over for the evening, but there he is. So isn't that lovely? Oh, we're so thrilled. Well, we have been a lot of places today. We're talking about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's newspapers. I have sometimes written for them, sometimes when I bestir myself, I'm fairly well published, but I haven't done it. You know, I've never been able to reconcile that as well as I should, I think. I've interviewed tons of authors, and some of them have had the worst jobs in the world, but they'd get up really early and they'd write, and they'd be able to pick it up again after work. But doing talk radio, you just sort of, you know, you amp it out, and for me, writing is very interior. But I love newspapers. I love reading them. I love scanning them. I love the daily dose of who knows what they're going to bring on your doorstep. And I get three of them delivered. And Sundays, I have to tell you, it's quite a project. I can see why a lot of Sunday paper circulation is going down, because it's too much. I mean, the New York Times weighs about 50 million pounds. And I always like...